Hi. The Common Man and Timmy podcast is brought to you by our friends at Care Heating and Cooling. I was reading a story recently about a woman on a plane who took all her clothes off and then crapped right on the seat. And this was a big to-do. I'll tell you what the problem was. She was too hot. That's why she had to take all her clothes off and defecate. Those planes aren't climate controlled, but good news, your house is. And if you call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling, they'll make sure you never take off your clothes and crap right on your couch. That's a guarantee. That's their no crap couch guarantee. You call and ask for the no crap couch guarantee, and they'll say, yes, sir, / ma'am. We'll be right over. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels. Philadelphia Phillies today dismissed manager Rob Thompson. The team off to the 9-19 start, the worst record in baseball. They've elevated bench coach Don Mattingly to interim manager for the rest of the season. Cleveland Guardians attempt to break a three-game skid when they host Tampa Bay tonight. Guardians now half game out of first in the AL Central. Cincinnati Reds at home with Colorado. The Reds a game and a half lead atop the NL Central. Columbus Clippers at home with Toledo tonight. It's Diamond Dog Night at Huntington Park. NBA playoffs. Philadelphia at Boston. Celtics a 3-1 lead. Atlanta and New York, they're even at 2-2. Portland at San Antonio. Spurs lead 3-1 in the NHL playoffs tonight. Boston at Buffalo. Sabres a 3-1 lead. Minnesota at Dallas, where they're even at 2 wins. Anaheim at Edmonton. Ducks lead the Oilers 3-1. This update brought to you by Metal Supermarkets, your convenience store for metal. Visit Columbus at MetalSupermarkets.com or 2180 Wilson Road for all your metal needs. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
You're about to enter a land of audio delight so awesome that you'll drop all important obligations to get your daily fix. Even Marconi, inventor of the radio, couldn't have imagined the pleasures that are about to invade your ear holes.
Oh, yes.
Try as you might, there's no escape. Let's begin.
Paul, good afternoon.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Doing good, Mike.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
With special guests, Nicole Sheeran.
Yeah, dog.
Jen Winters.
I will kick you in the junk.
Jeff Rimmer.
I will be around to haunt you forever.
And Chris Collinsworth.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Broadcasting live from the corner of Cracky and Sacky.
Excuse me.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Happy Tuesday. Welcome in. Hello, good, clean boy.
Hello, Common Man. Good to see you again.
Oh, good to be seen.
How are you?
It's a big, girthy show today.
Oh, you just got back right in time for a thick Tuesday, didn't you?
Tuesday girth. We got Inside the Buckeyes at 3:46. See you next Tuesday with Jen Winters at 4 o'clock. Rapid fire at 4:30. And then Timmy time at 5:30. What is the subject of Timmy time today?
Well, we'll talk a little bit more about it when Jen saunters in here, because she was with me yesterday, and she got me thinking about the year, good old 1996. Figured why not go 30 years back? Oh,
it was a good year for the Common Man.
As I've been pouring into it over the last couple of hours, it's a fantastic year. I want to go back. I'll just stay in 1996.
Got my driver's license in 1996.
You did?
Yeah.
Wow.
Freedom.
That is big.
Pontiac Grand Am.
Speaking of freedom, Braveheart was the best picture at the Oscars in 1996. 1995 release, but 1996 Oscars won best picture. It cleaned up there.
Fun fact, 1996, I was still vomiting. In 1996.
Uh-huh. But then you...
My streak didn't start. My no vomit streak, 97 is when that started. I've not vomited since 1997.
Marlins in the World Series, 97.
Jeff Conine.
You saw Jeff Conine, and all you could do is just yak.
And I said, never again.
No.
Jose Mesa.
Oh, yeah, right. Oh,
never again.
The poor Indians fans. If you were an Indians fan, you were vomiting all over the place.
By the way, speaking of defecating.
Talking about vomiting.
Back in COVID time, I know COVID's still alive, don't get me wrong. But back when we were all scared and in the house and all that. And they had reports on the news of like, oh, there's this one person in Chillicothe who has so much virus in his poo. And they're trying to track the person down because they're measuring the poo.
Right? Who's measuring the poo?
The health people, the science people.
Someone that had COVID that was in the hospital. They were like taking the samples?
No, this is someone, a residential person who is not in the hospital.
Well, then how are they sampling their poo?
Our sewers. They test all our stuff. Where do you think it goes when you flush?
Look, it's all mixed up. How are they like boiling that poo sample down to one specific person?
They can tell. It's
one. It could be like 150 poo samples combining.
It's one
to
DNA.
Make some great virus.
It's one strand, I guess.
Right,
and
all right.
This person had so much virus where they had to try and track this person down to say, I don't know what you're doing, but stop doing it because you're probably infecting hundreds of people every single day. You're so infectious. We've never seen anything like it.
What could they be doing?
I don't know.
Just like finding a vat filled with COVID and they're just breathing it in profusely? Like what could do the trick?
I don't know if we ever found that guy or gal, whoever was the super spreader. But I think we need to find somebody who works here at the radio/television station. I walked in.
It might have been Jacob Reimer.
To our side bathroom today when I walked in.
Oh.
Now, there's always remnants of things because we work mostly with disgusting males. So there's sprinklets on the seat and
Sprinklets? Aren't those droplets?
Sprinklets, droplets. There's
drops of yellow sunshine.
Poo remnants from explosions.
all things.
I've seen it all.
All things, mind you, should result in the death penalty.
That's fine.
When it comes to public peeing
but
or pooing.
But I've grown accustomed to seeing it. I'm not saying it's right. I'm saying I've grown accustomed to
it. It's sad that we're accustomed to
it. But when I went in there today.
What?
It was someone had exploded.
Yeah. Potting like soil?
Black tar. Black tar. And I want to find who it was and say, we need to take you to the hospital immediately.
What is it? There has to be something like with your diet, what you're eating, whether you've had hot sauce, what have you. That could
That's not hot sauce, buddy.
Well, forget about
it. Was like molasses.
I'm not
exploded.
Even
exploded.
Right. I'm not even just talking about the color or like the texture of it, but the fact that you can have that. Like, what makes the anus pop and explode that way?
Well, we've all
like,
been what's, there.
Well, I know, but like, what actually does that hot. Inside your guts and inside your body?
Acid.
Yeah, I guess it. I guess
stomach
it is.
Acid,
stomach acid, all that stuff.
Peppers.
If you've had anything that's hot or spicy,
but that doesn't.
That's not the only thing that could trigger that. I'm sure. I'm sure there are other things.
It was the color, and which I didn't experiment with. It seemed to be the viscosity. The
viscosity, good term.
You know what I mean.
I do know what you mean. You don't have to.
Texture,
you're like rubbing your fingers together, like we would be sampling this.
It was like
that's what we need.
Motor oil.
We need to invest. Remember, you know, a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about these devices that you can attach to the toilets. You don't even have to get like a super expensive toilet. They have.
Well,
those
let me tell
too.
You what the device would say if this person crapped and it goes
to the hospital.
Skull and crossbones comes up on the screen.
The Mr.
Flashing.
The Mr. Yuck symbol.
My God.
Just sits right there.
I'm dead serious. This is one of our coworkers, Timmy. This is one of our coworkers.
I have an idea who it might be.
Who is it? Is it fishy?
We have somebody on the other side of the building that works for 10 who we only know as the 10 TV crapper. That's his name. We've never met him before. He just comes over here and craps at least 3 times
a day.
But
I've gone in after him before. I've never seen this. This is a new level.
Why don't we at the very least have toilet brushes that are permanent, that are right there next to the commode.
Well, who's going to use it?
And we put signage on there that, like a warning, like if you do not leave the toilet.
They're not going to.
The way that you found
no,
it.
No, the people who
you
do
will
that,
be
they,
fired.
Don't, they don't care. It's for me and you when we go in there. We'd have to wand other people's tar.
No. It's for you to do it yourself.
But they're
obviously.
Not. They're not going to do
well,
it
then,
themselves.
Well, then we need to come up with some other kind of system, like a
the system's
like
called jail door. And the death penalty.
No, but something that senses when it happens
and
then has an immediate reprimand, like
whoever,
a trap door where you fall down.
Whoever
to a
left
spiky
what was in that bathroom has the death penalty.
Yeah,
all right.
That's
because
not right.
They're
you
not surviving that.
You can't do that. You cannot behave that way and leave your remnants like that. You don't tell me, oh, I didn't see it. Don't tell me you're in that bathroom. You're done doing that. There's a wiping process.
Down the sides of the porcelain.
You're there at the sink. You're going to glance over. You tell me. You do that. You're done. You finish up. You go to the sink. You're washing your hands. Hopefully. You look over. You glare at that. And that's acceptable to you? And you just go, okay. Guess I'm leaving now.
It's the La Brea tar pits in there. How you doing, Ted? Was it you?
I'm doing good, Mike. Not me.
Not you? All right. How you doing, Tress?
Doing good, Mike.
Wouldn't be Tress. Tress is squeaky clean back there. He's got the Metamucil. No problem.
He's
with black tar heroin coming out of his anus.
He's got a bidet.
Tress would never use a bidet.
No?
Ever. No.
Do you think he has some kind of special thing, though? Some special cleaning device? I think he's got
just grit and determination.
Like the governor's toilet paper, some kind of special grade.
Just grit and determination. Sandpaper.
True grit.
That's the grade.
Yeah, yeah. What's that, like an 8-bit? Like a 10-bit?
Huh?
Isn't that how they measure a sandpaper? By bit?
Is it?
Is it like the high?
Bits?
Yeah, 10
no,
bits. No, isn't it like the higher the numerical, the more coarse it gets? Or does it get finer? There's something.
You need them fine when you're sanding that banister.
The Marty banister?
No. It's going to be a good one today. I can already tell. I can already tell today, one for the books. You know
oh,
what?
Boy.
I found myself running some errands yesterday. I was in a shop that you like to go into.
Oh, I can't wait.
Not the Sam's. And not the Meijer.
Whoa.
I know. Not the Sam's or the Meijer.
I think I know then.
You don't know.
I think I know.
It's a smut shop.
No, it wasn't.
Plus, the NCAA eligibility rules are confusing.
The double T's.
We'll probably get to that.
It's breaking the rules already, Teddy.
Colin Mann and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got some slower traffic on northbound 71 on that north side, going from 670 to 11th Avenue. Just a couple-minute delay there. And also a small delay on westbound 70 on the west side near Hilliard-Rome Road due to that construction. This report is sponsored by Burger King. Burger King has been working on the Whopper, and thanks to you, it's never tasted better. Flame-grilled beef, crisp produce, and a perfectly toasted bun. Whether it's been weeks or years, come try the Whopper again for only $3.99 on Whopper Wednesday. Terms apply. Visit bk.com/terms. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Best way to make sure you don't miss any of your favorite fan shows.
Oh, no.
Download the Fan app, silly.
Ah, damn it, I knew that.
App Store, Google Play, or just scream right at your phone. Psst, you can also listen to Buckeye Games. Do it now.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We'll see more and more sunshine build throughout the day today, but it will be breezy and warm with daytime highs in the mid to upper 70s. For tonight, increasing clouds overnight with our lows in the 50s, and then chances of showers and thunderstorms develop into the Wednesday morning commute, so make sure you give yourself plenty of time. We are looking also at breezy winds and much cooler throughout the day with highs only in the low 60s. For The Fan, I'm meteorologist Meredith Garfalo with the 10 Weather Impact Forecast.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Common Man's wife would rather bang her head up against a wall instead of listening to this show. Timmy's wife is banging
the milkman.
This is Man and Timmy.
I want to talk to you about my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. Is your noodle a little less than al dente down there? Maybe you're scrolling through the gram or Facebook and you see some ads come up, some remedies, and you say, oh, that looks good. Maybe I'll try. Oh, Frank Thomas says it's good. No, I say it sucks. Listen to me. Looky here. Go to my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. They use advanced medical science to empower male performance with therapies that go far beyond pills.
Science!
Come on now. Blinded by science!
She blinded me with science!
You can blind her with science. It's going to poke her in the eye. Because it'll be so erect. That's what I meant.
Why?
Why wanted to make sure people knew.
Specify things.
They have an expert staff. If you're like a lot of men,
because
you could be having hibbity dibbity time the day after your appointment. I want you to call them today, 800-900-9654, or visit tristatemenshealth.com.
Because we've taken all the stuff and the things, and it'll be. Be bad.
I had to take Samantha to her art class yesterday.
Is she an art house goon yet?
No, not yet. Got a little kid art class she goes to on Monday afternoons.
Lovely.
So I was home. Whenever I'm home from work, it's
take the kid here.
But hey, my pleasure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
certainly didn't need that nap on the couch.
What do you expect?
No. It's all right. So I took her to the art class and.
I mean, she still went to school yesterday, right? You had some time to hang out, relax while she was at school?
We had some home installation stuff going on.
Oh, God. It's always.
Yesterday, there was no relaxing.
Always an upgrade. There's always. What was the marble not the right fit?
I don't know where this is coming from. I really don't.
Was it not Italian enough?
Stop it.
All right.
So anyway, drop her off at the art class. I got some time to kill.
Yeah.
Right next door to the art class is a card shop. Now.
Yeah. Thank you, by the way.
I have not been in a card shop in 30-something
really?
Years. Yeah. This is not my thing. It's not my hobby anymore. When I was a teenager, kid, you know, I'd collect the cards and do all that sort of stuff. But I had time to kill. I go in the card shop. And I actually was thinking, well, one of the neighbor kids that I like at the bus stop, he likes to do Pokemon cards.
Okay.
And I said, well, I'll stop and see. Because he's always talking about how they don't have any at Target. They're out at Target. So I'll stop in the card shop, see if they have Pokemon cards for
right,
him.
Right,
right. Do you know what a pack of Pokemon cards sells for?
I mean, I'm not a collector, and Jack got out of the Pokemon game
like a thin little thing.
Just one single pack.
Little pack, probably had like eight cards in it.
Eight cards, so it's like a tabletop box that was ripped open and you got, you know, 20-some packs inside of it. I'm going to say $14.99?
It was $12.
$12?
I was astonished.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it would depend on the box that has been ripped open and what's sitting there on the countertop. That's the thing that I'm still continuing to learn is how different every box really is, you know? And now, like, the big news in the sports card trade is that Panini has lost the licensing for NFL. And that's what my son Jack really loves. So
Panini, it's a hell of a sandwich.
Yeah, Panini's very good, but they're not in the NFL game anymore. I mean, they can still make them, but it'll be like what Topps used to be. Topps was making NFL cards, but you couldn't see the logos. They just had the player name and the colors of the jerseys. You know,
That's stupid.
Some of them could still hold some value, but they're not going to be as much in the game. So now Topps, which of course is a heritage brand, one of the, you know, the biggest and best card makers of all time, they get the NFL package now. But I think collectors want to see them expand their lineup because Panini had so many products. They had all these different types of boxes. And a lot of people love those Donruss Optic boxes, which could give you that coveted downtown.
Man, now we're nerding out, Teddy.
Oh, we are. Well, you got me talking about cards.
I'm just saying, I bought a $12 pack of Pokemon cards.
Well, Mikey brought me for me and Jack to rip later on, which is very nice of you when you were in the shop. You brought it to me today, slapped it on my desk, and it was a untouched 1991 Topps baseball. I guess it's sort of like a hobby box because it has the individual packs.
It's not a complete set. You would sell
those packs individually.
Yeah, you open up the box.
But the box is completely full. None of the packs have been removed from it. They look like there's probably 20 to 30 cards per pack. So that's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, there's nothing really valuable in there.
That's okay.
The whole box was like $20, but yeah, it's fun to rip those things open and go through it. And I got a Mark McLemore.
Yes. Yeah, Mark McLemore is probably going to be in that set. He'll be looking for the Cal Ripken. He'll be looking for all of my O's in the early 90s.
So in the card shop, though, was a collection of like six teenage boys. And they weren't old enough to drive. They all had their bikes out there. It was after school, right? And they're like wrestling each other in the store.
Like actual wrestling?
Yeah, they're like getting on the ground and putting each other in full Nelsons and stuff like that. I'm sure they all had erections too.
They went right past the half Nelson into the full Nelson.
You can't go half Nelson. No, you gotta go full Nelson. Where I had to step over them.
What?
And then I became that guy where it's like, boys, don't hurt yourself here.
Was there a dog in the shop to bite
you? No, there was no dog in the shop.
I'll never forget that. We stop in a card shop. We're taking a vacation. This was during the Vancouver-Seattle trip, and we're moseying down towards Seattle, where we finished up the last couple of days. And Jack's, you know, as into the cards as ever, you know, a couple of years ago, wants to stop anywhere that he can, loves trying out card shops, which is fun, too, in other cities because it's hot everywhere now, not just here. We pop into this little card shop. I don't know how big the one that you were in yesterday. I haven't been to the one that you were referring to.
It's in Powell.
Is it a small, like, strip mall size, smaller?
Yeah.
Kind of one kind of stop there.
I forget the name of it. What is it called? I think like Father and Sons or something like that.
Okay,
it's next to the Giant Eagle. There should be a big bear over there.
Next to the Giant Eagles?
Yeah.
Okay. There. Well, this one was a smaller shop too, like strip mall area one. So not too big. Not like what Midwest Sports Cards has down there by Nationwide Arena now where it's just expansive and big and they've got booths and a podcast center. Like that's what we're kind of doing here in Columbus now, which is awesome. But I'm in there and then I'm looking at some football cards, just taking a look at what the guy has in his glass cases. And then this guy that just looks like a complete total bum walks into the shop and he's got a little yapper dog on a leash. And okay, I'm like, that's
was
odd.
It Rimmer?
It was Rimmer.
Did it crawl up your butt?
Before I know it, I'm simply just minding my own business, trying to move as far away as I can, like with the space that I have to walk to the other side of the shop. It wasn't even like I stepped over the dog or was in between the owner and the dog on the leash. The dog just reaches out and grabs a hold of my shin and bites me and breaks skin. And it was like no one cared. The dog owner or the shop owner. I even went to make a little deal and I was spending like $20-25 with the shop owner after this. I thought he might say, oh, don't worry about that. You know, that's on the house, you know, because a crazy customer of mine almost bit your leg off.
And he drew blood?
Drew blood.
That should be like a 4-minute power play.
I wanted to sue them. I wanted to take his entire shop. And I wanted that guy to be sentenced to death. And obviously the dog, too.
You start foaming at the mouth?
Can't have a biting dog. No. Oh, dog had rabies. The rest of the trip was ruined. I couldn't even enjoy the Pike's Market afterwards.
About me and you is that you have had dogs your entire life.
Mm-hmm.
As a kid, as an adult.
No. Not as a kid. Well, I've had to endure this now as an adult.
But you've been married for how long?
Long time.
Long time. So you've had dogs for a long time. And you're around dogs all the time. And dogs hate you. I have never had a pet in my life.
Yeah, you
and
said when you've I'm, got like the dog whisperer
gene with
you.
When I'm around dogs, I'm like Caesar Milan.
Yeah, that's cool.
Just this past week, I was in my doctor's office. You know, when you're on as many crazy pills as me, you got to go in on a regular basis.
What
they got to check on you.
What is a dog doing at the doctor's
office?
Well,
hold on a second. My doctor's very nice, despite the fact that she's never listened to this damn show ever. And I'm in there with the nurse, brings you back and blood pressure and all that. And she goes, is it okay if Henry comes in with the doctor? And I said, Henry? Oh, you haven't met Henry? No, I haven't met Henry. Oh, he's just here. He's gonna observe today.
Henry Cavill, the actor?
Well, I thought, like, she's going to bring another doctor in because I'm so crazy.
Right, yeah.
I got to show
Henry.
I got to show you this guy.
Who's Henry?
Well, Henry's the dog.
Of course he is.
I didn't know at the time.
Right, you thought he was a pupil.
A visiting physician to take a look at this crazy-ass guy.
Dr. Henry Van Nostrand.
So this dog comes in, who I'd never met before, and he's giving me his paw. He's cuddling up right next to me.
Like just giving you like the handshake paw.
And he doesn't do that for anybody. I'm telling you, I got some sort of vibe going on. These dogs want to please me.
They know the non-dog people that are genuinely nice people. And so they want to
snuggle
get
right up
to
next
you.
To me. I don't know if my crotch has some sort of aroma that they enjoy.
I don't know.
I have no idea. He's burying his head in there.
I don't know why this happens to me out in the wild, because it definitely is that way at home. Salem is the first girl dog that we've had. We've had two yellow labs that were boys, and they were sweet guys. The first one, it always works this way. If you have, what I say is, if you have that unbelievable dog and that's the first family dog you've had, maybe just enjoy it. Maybe when your dogs pass away, it's the worst thing. And we're going to be going through this for the third time now. Like it's just terrible. But
that's because you're going to kill it.
Well, no, that's because you're going to throw a poisonous snossage on the other side of the fence. And I'm going to have to explain that to Sarah and Jack.
Just trying to help my buddy out. That's no, all.
That's just going to make it all worse. But this Salem wants to, she thinks that she's a cat for one, and she wants to actually be inside of my mouth. Like that's how close she wants to be to me. Like she wants to put her nose right up by my face. She'll get up on the couch, she'll try to get on my lap first, and then I'll try to say like, no, Salem, like there's a dog blanket right here, this where you can sit, and then she'll just sit up instead of laying down and just put her nose right to the side of my face. I'll look over and we're nose to nose. I'm like, okay, hello, nice to see you, Salem.
She wants a little action.
I would not like to kiss the gal that's been eating her own feces.
Thank you for paying for my ACL surgery. I love you.
Two times over.
All right, NCAA tournament stuff. Eligibility rules. 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Traffic is slowing down due to an accident that's in the right lane on northbound 71 on that south side between Greenlawn Avenue and 315. We also have a bit of a slowdown on eastbound 70 on the east side between Livingston Avenue and 33. This report is sponsored by Mothers Against Drunk Driving. For victims of drunken drug driving, your grief is unique, but you are not alone. You always have a place at MAD. Call the 24-hour victim helpline at 877-MAD-HELP or visit MAD.org. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Common Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Hey, kids, if you don't buckle down in school and do something productive with your free time, this is your future.
You guys ready to play like big boys yet, huh? Maybe pick out your own outfits in the morning?
You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Please subscribe to the podcast of this dumb show. It's available wherever you get your audio. Just search Common Man and Timmy.
Click.
Subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. Podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care, Heating, and Cooling. So, the president of the NCAA is Charlie Baker.
Charlie Baker.
Charlie Baker.
He wants to change up the eligibility rules. The age-based eligibility rule would give athletes 5 years to compete in D1, starting immediately after their high school graduation or 19th birthday, whichever comes first. This has not been approved yet, but there's been some questions. It's like, well, let's say I've maxed out on eligibility now. Well, under this rule that hasn't passed yet, Christoph Tilly, I think, is in this boat.
That's right.
Where he's used up his eligibility.
He's kind of hanging around in purgatory.
But some of the guys are looking to see if this takes effect, if they can sneak in the back door and take advantage of this. Well,
right.
Charlie Baker is saying, no, that wouldn't be the case. We're not going to retroactively make that the thing. It would start from now. So you can't go back in time and say, under this set of rules, I should have another year of eligibility. No, you've used your eligibility. You're done.
Which I understand. Sooner or later, right, Mike, you got to draw a line in the sand. If you want to have a starting point for some new rules to come along, I do find it ironic that the NCAA wouldn't just allow all the exceptions, because you're telling me that this is just going to be 5 for 5. What about
roast beef?
Arby's.
Yeah.
There's a sponsorship in there. What about beyond those 5 years for all of these BS exceptions that they're always granting? That's my point. I almost wanted to create a Bruce Thornton rule just because you can't have a guy as good as Bruce go 4 years and not make an NCAA tournament. Now, of course, the Buckeyes wound up scratching that off the list and they got into the big dance. But if they didn't, I would have tried to, you know, get at the NCAA just to let Bruce Thornton have another year of eligibility. Why? Just because so many other people have all these reasons why they get extra years. I think you also need to put an end point on this too, where we don't have like the 32-year-old guy that's like, oh, I wanted to go back to college and play college sports because I didn't do it last time around. You know, everybody has their chance. Everybody has their window.
Then we're going to miss out on Chris Winkie.
No more
guys like him.
Yeah, no Chris Winkie. I think there's an age limit that should be set as well, that once you hit your 25th birthday, then you are gone. And that's it.
I don't disagree with that. I've always
something. Whatever. I know, like, there's missions that happen, which are typically,
I've always thought that was
right
creepy
out of high school or so. But whatever number we have to find that, like, kind of scratches everybody, like Chris Winkie, you know, like late 20s, some people might get started playing another sport and then that doesn't work out. Then they go back to college and it's very profitable. But I don't need like the 35-year-old, 40-year-old dudes that are coming back
at some point
to just do like some kind of experience.
Steve Buscemi. Hello, young people.
Yes. No. Right. We had the guy that we talked about that was playing at Dill College, Dill Lycoming, Division III. So we don't need any
more.
How
old was that guy?
He's like upper 30s, I think. Maybe even upper 40s.
Going to the, that's quite the difference, though.
Well, whatever. You think so?
He's going to the co-ed party?
Whether you're in your late 30s or late 40s, should that matter if you're playing college sports with 18-year-olds?
I think I know your friend is a friend of my daughter's.
Sure.
Yes.
Would you like to go out with me? I'm a pretty cool guy.
You don't think Chris Winkie got some young co-ed action?
Well, Chris Winkie was in his mid-20s at that time.
Who just did this? Someone just did this, Teddy. Famous quarterback.
The Saints quarterback's pretty old.
Chuck?
Yeah,
he's not
Chuck.
He's not that old.
Well, he's like 24, isn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah. No, that's not what I'm talking
Tyler
about.
Tyler Shuck is 26, so he's 25. So that would be kind of at the limit for me. We had Brandon Whedon.
Maybe that's who I'm thinking
yeah.
about. Squishy face.
Yeah, squishy face.
Squishy face Brandon Whedon.
How'd Brandon Whedon turn out for the Browns?
Bad. Yeah.
Sucked.
Oh, Scott Bakula, he was an older quarterback
Scott
as well.
Bakula.
Mm-hmm.
Unnecessary
Scott
roughness.
Bakula.
Good one there.
Kathy Ireland.
Quantum leap. Brendan Sorsby. This is quite the story, by the way.
Yeah.
So this is Texas Tech transfer quarterback Brendan Sorsby.
Comes over from Cincinnati.
From Cincinnati.
From the Bearcats.
So the story yesterday is that he's addicted to gambling, and he's entered himself into a rehabilitation program, and he's obviously not going to be playing football anytime soon. And we're talking about thousands of bets over multiple sports. And as of yet, we don't know any details about what these bets were. Were they on his own team? Anything like that. But here's the tricky thing. So he was with the Cincinnati Bearcats last year.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, the Cincinnati Bearcats were alerted before the season. Hey, this is going on with this guy. He's addicted to gambling. He can't stop. And what did the Bearcats do?
He played the entire season. That was according to a couple of sources with knowledge that told USA Today of that little tidbit that Cincinnati was tipped off to this gambling issue, which there are going to have to be a lot of questions and some answers.
Well, this
about
is
that,
right. This
that's,
is
that's big trouble
huge.
For their football program.
It's huge
major trouble.
Now he started at Indiana. This dude. He was a redshirt freshman in 2022, and the sources say that he was betting money on games, Hoosier games, when he was a redshirt freshman.
Some of them, there was a little tidbit about how, so they know something, they obviously know about these bets. Like, if it's gotten to this point right now, they've tracked all of this, they've red flagged, so they could, you know, boil it down to the exact bets that he was making. And he bet on Indiana to win, but not in the only game that he played in during his freshman season. He had since moved to an inordinate number of bets, mostly small $1 bets on various sports at various times. So he had become a full-on addict to
and it seems like he's been an addict for a long time.
Gambling.
But
yeah.
it blended into
his sport, which is the problem.
If the Cincinnati Bearcats truly did know about this before the season started yesterday and just played this guy the entire season, what the hell are we doing here?
What was the thing that we were talking about last year when, because I don't have all of the NCAA's rules on gambling in front of me. I feel like they were only restricting betting on your sport. Does that ring a bell to you? Which I know, like, when we discussed it, it was, what are we doing? Like, you cannot have any of your athletes betting on sports while you're a part of the NCAA.
No, I understand.
Or at least any other college sports.
And like, I don't know
because
what the rule
you'd be
is.
Just, you're teaching them that's okay, and then this is the end result, where you finally do make that switch and you can't stay away from it. And then before you know it, you're betting on the game that you're participating in.
But it's almost like the definition of pornography for a lot of people is, I don't know what it is, but I'll know it when I see it. It's like, well, I don't know what problem gambling is necessarily, like what the line is, if
right?
It's a dollar amount,
yeah.
If it's a number of bets. But if this dude truly is betting thousands of times, even if it's for a buck a bet,
that's a lot. That adds up, too.
Well, it's not even the amount.
Yeah.
It's the action at that point, isn't it?
It's just why, yeah, it's just like being addicted to anything at that point in time, right? Like, you've got to lay off. This is becoming too big of a part of your life.
And
like,
if you're
not trying to be a professional gambler,
is made aware
that's taking
of it,
over.
Then they have to do the right thing,
mm-hmm.
and make sure that person seeks resources and counseling and doesn't just sweep it under the rug and let him play football for the entire season. All right, Inside the Buckeyes coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Watch for traffic backing up due to an accident if you're on Rose Hill Road near East Broad Street. And keep an eye out for a disabled vehicle that's on southbound 71 on the north side at 270. This report is sponsored by Sunsetter. With a Sunsetter awning, turn your patio into a cool shaded retreat. Up to 20 degrees cooler with the push of a button. And right now, save $350 at sunsetter.com. That's sunsetter.com. Life's better under a Sunsetter. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Tyvis Powell is a contradiction. He'll police the food you have on your plate and shame you into dieting. Also, he has a burner Uber Eats account so his wife doesn't know what he's eating. T-Bone and Tyvis.
Weekday mornings at 6.
The Fan.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
There's a greater than 0% chance Common Man gets fired before this show is over. You're listening to Man and Timmy.
I think I've made a decision. So I'm growing the hair out, you know?
Yeah, it looks good.
Got the fly.
I keep telling you that.
I like it. I think it's good. I'm getting some good feedback on it. However, I've always been anti-hair dyeing. You know, I got the gray coming in on the sides a little bit. When I kept my hair short, the gray hair didn't bother me. But now it's getting long and stringy.
Yeah.
You think I should try and cover it up?
I'd keep for men? I keep waiting because I don't necessarily think it looks worse. You are noticing it more, and that might just alarm you. Might just be more of a mental thing,
It's clearly a mental thing.
It's a reminder of your own mortality. I understand, but I think if you stick with it, you might still enjoy it. I've seen there's plenty of dudes out there that have let the hair get into that flow state, but they've already started to gray, and I think it looks good.
What do you think, Teddy? I know you've embraced the gray.
I think you keep letting it go because you could get that Paulie Walnuts look.
Paulie Walnuts?
Yeah.
See, I don't want that look.
Yeah.
I was watching a show on Netflix. Remember Eric Bana? When was the last time you saw him in anything?
He was the original Incredible Hulk, wasn't he?
Yes, that was like 25 years ago, but he's he's in this new show on Netflix called Untamed. It starts off where someone catapults off of El Capitan. He's like a ranger out in Yosemite. So the scenery's very beautiful. But Eric Bana, my God, what a head of hair he's got on him.
Good.
Check him out. He's got like he's in the flow state. Has a nice beard, but he's got the flow. And he's completely grayed out. Completely grayed out.
I don't think I'd mind if I was completely grayed out, but I'm not. It's just on the sides. And I don't want that Paulie Walnuts look, Teddy.
I misspoke. It's mixed. It's a mixture. Like, it's just mixed in, and the whole thing just looks exquisite.
I'm not going to do the rimmer. Just put shoe polish in my hair.
No, don't do that. You don't want to be the Black Knight or anything. No. That would look odd.
All right, Inside the Buckeyes. Come on.
Common Man and Timmy present Inside the Buckeyes.
Sponsored by Atlas Butler Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing.
All right, Mikey, let's start off here with some of the other sports around the block O. I'll tell you about a program that's always living at or near the top. When it comes to what Ty Tucker has done for men's tennis here, literally the only thing that he has to scratch off to complete the legacy is win an NCAA team championship. He's 747-107. He's got a 951 career win percentage in the Big Ten, 18-time Big Ten Coach of the Year, multiple NCAA runner-ups, 20 straight Big Ten regular season titles. They just won that. He's a legend. How many guys have the facility named after you while you are still living and breathing? Not just living and breathing, you're still the active coach there. That's a pretty short list in all of sports, you can say that about. And the men's tennis team, they're a 3 seed in the NCAA tournament. They start their journey in Columbus this weekend. They'll face off against Buffalo Friday at 1. Before that, it's California and Kentucky squaring off. Those winners will meet Saturday at 4. Women's tennis, they're hosting the NCAA tournament matches as well this weekend. That's Saturday, and then hopefully again on Sunday. They face Youngstown State Saturday at 1 o'clock in the first round. They'll play Sunday at noon against either Notre Dame or Arizona. All these matches will hopefully be outdoors at the Hour Tennis Complex. Weather permitting, they can move it indoors if they have to. And it's free admission and parking. So come on out, enjoy. How about some baseball? They're steady Eddie overall, but falling off from the hot start. They lost 2 straight Big Ten series, but they are 21-21 overall, 8-8 on the road, 10-11 in the Big Ten. Still a major improvement off last year, and that's if they all just quit right now. They got Nebraska coming up at home this weekend. I saw on the schedule something fun. So next week, Friday, May 8th, they will host Michigan State, but instead of playing at Bill Davis Stadium, they're going to move it on over to the AAA Park. Night out
That's
at Huntington
nice.
Park.
Hey, nice.
It's pretty cool, right? So Tyler Danberg, our good clean boy who calls the Buckeye baseball and a lot of other things, he reiterated this cool little fan deal that they do for all their midweek. They do like midweek Maction. It's almost like we got, you know, midweek Maction. Football has become a thing. If you didn't notice, Buckeye baseball, they always typically have a Tuesday or a Wednesday night home game that's not part of their Big Ten play. And it's sometimes it could be someone like Marshall. It might be Dayton. But a lot of times it's Akron, Toledo, MAC programs like that. Those games, he says they always have 6-1-4 nights when they have those. And I saw they have one coming up on Tuesday, May 8th against Miami, Ohio. So a 6-1-4 night means $6 tickets. Nice. $1 dogs. And $4 beers.
Nice.
I think I got my Tuesday plan. I'll see you guys out there.
What time
see
the game
you
start?
Next Tuesday. I think that's going to be a 6 o'clock. Well, so that'd be like leaving the studio and going there.
You're going to miss the opening pitch?
It's okay. They don't have to wait for me.
Why did I say that like my mom, too?
Why did I do the opening pitch?
You're going to miss.
It's called the first pitch,
first
Mom.
First pitch. The opening pitch. Here's a little football coming at you. So Ryan Day recently caught up with Chris Lowe. And I love how no matter what happens in college football with added teams in the playoff, NIL money flooding in, whenever you hear Ryan Day or somebody associated with Ohio State talk about the Michigan game, it's still a big deal. Everybody keeps trying to pull it down and say that it's not, except for the people that are living it.
Good.
You and I
I'm not
going to
pull it down.
It doesn't matter if you wind up playing them a second time. That regular season game, wherever that is played, that matters a lot. And I think, you know, he knows he's 2-4 against his rival. And if he wants to get his legacy to where he wants it, he's got to get to at least above 500. And you got a home game this year to hopefully get it to 3-4. But he also wants to get one of those coveted hat tricks. In 24, you won the national championship, but you didn't beat Michigan. You couldn't play for the Big Ten championship. Then in 25 last year, you beat Michigan finally. But you lost the Big Ten title and then didn't win a national championship. So to get that trifecta, that would be a big deal. I still go back to this when it was Ryan Day in the introductory press conference.
Number one, win the rivalry game. And number two, win every game after that.
And he was reiterating that. He said the expectation isn't just to win the game. The expectation is to win the game and win the rest of them. I've always tried to make sure everyone in the building, from the day I took this job to now, accepts the expectation. That's what we signed up for. I get that it's not for everybody, coaches and players. And if you don't like it, there are a lot of other places to go. But we embrace those expectations and are going to do everything we can to meet them.
Good. I love that answer.
Yeah, I do too.
No notes.
No. I also, last night, Keenan Bailey was a guest on the Buckeye Show. And you talk about dark horse coaches on that staff that have just been doing a bang-up job. He is right at the top of that list because, yeah, we still don't have the tight ends that are dazzling you with their receptions and receiving numbers. Cade Stover, though, he logged a pretty good season. But I think when Max Clair, you saw the numbers he put up at Purdue, you're expecting, oh, you know, 900 yards, 9 touchdown catches. I think part of why he came over here was to learn and to become a more well-rounded tight end because I think you know he can do those things. Look where he got drafted. How about the fact that we had two tight ends drafted this class? Been a lot of guys in the NFL that played tight end here at Ohio State that are getting paychecks.
See you next Tuesday with our gal Jen Winters. What's going on behind the scenes of the radio station? We'll figure it out next. Colin Mann and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Traffic is moving just a bit slow on westbound 670 from Grandview Avenue to I-70. And you're looking at a couple-minute delay if you're on eastbound US 33 going from 270 to Hamilton Road. This report is sponsored by COTA. Tapping is already how you move through your day. Now it's how you ride the bus. Pay to ride COTA by tapping your card, smartphone, or smartwatch and go. Learn more at COTA.com/tap. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello!
I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels, now owning a game and a half lead atop the National League Central. Cincinnati Reds open a series at home of the Colorado Rockies tonight. Cleveland Guardians host Tampa Bay again. Guardians have dropped three in a row. They're a half game out of first in the AL Central. Philadelphia Phillies dismissed manager Rob Thompson today. Bench coach Don Mattingly taking over on an interim basis for the rest of the year. Diamond Dog Night at Huntington Park tonight. Columbus Clippers host Toledo. From football, Baltimore Ravens today signed quarterback Diego Pavia, who went undrafted last week, to a three-year contract. Pavia was already scheduled to work out with the Ravens at their rookie minicamp this coming weekend. NBA playoffs tonight, Philly at Boston, Atlanta at New York, Portland at San Antonio. On the ice, it's Boston at Buffalo, Minnesota at Dallas, and Anaheim at Edmonton. This update brought to you by RCD RV Supercenter in Heath, Delaware, and Pataskala, or you can check them out at rcdrv.com. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Please take note of this warning. This show will mess you up. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Fishy has handed me the plug sheet for tomorrow. T-Bone and Tyvis get you started 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. And Tyvis is going to do the 8 o'clock sports update. That's what's on the sheet here. He's going to do an update. Tyvis does an update.
There we go.
That is tomorrow, 8 o'clock. Bishop and Friends, they will talk to Jake Trotter from ESPN at 10:30. Rothman and Ice, they'll talk to Adam Schefter at 12:30 tomorrow. And on this show, it's Leather Jacket Time with Nicole Sheeran at 3:30 and Name Dropping with Jeff Rimmer at 5:30. But right now. Jen Winters is here.
Hi, guys.
She's going to tell us about all the behind-the-scenes stuff.
All the behind-the-scenes stuff. Greg left.
I missed it.
I missed it, too. Man.
I was off on Friday. I forgot that our engineer, Greg, it was his last day. I've worked with this guy for 23 years.
I've known Greg longer than I've known pretty much half of the people I know in my life. He and I we were interns together at CD101 way back in 1998. And he also went to OU. And so
Did you know him at OU?
I did not know him at OU, but I bought him beer because I was like 2 years older than he was.
What a bad influence.
Well, and the thing is like he quickly learned how to hide said beer to get it up to his dorm. Like when you're taking a laundry basket and you put the beer in it and then you cover it with a sheet, you can still see that it's a cube or your laundry bag with no other laundry in it. And you can see that it's a cube. So he learned. But yeah, and then, you know, we interned together for like 2 years, and then I stayed at 101 and he came to The Fan, which was not The Fan.
He's been.
And then the rest of his run until just this past Friday.
I didn't know that Friday was his last. I knew he was moving down to Florida, took a new job, new opportunity, but.
What was in the email?
I don't read our emails, man.
No kidding.
I don't read our email. I feel bad, though, that I miss Greg. You know what? My first week on the job, I didn't know anybody, and I went with Greg to the Mongolian barbecue.
Oh, the BD's?
Yeah.
Down there by the arena?
BD's Mongolian barbecue.
It was
a new concept back then.
Is it still there?
No, that one's not there. I think there might be one on Sawmill still.
Oh, okay.
But the one in the arena district, it gone.
Oh.
And what a loss. It's delicious.
It was weird.
Whatever you want, skilled it up.
It was good.
Well, you
made it right in front of you.
Then, well, yeah, but then it's like every sauce that you didn't want would end up being on it anyway.
I don't care.
It was on the grill.
It's good. It's good.
Yeah, it's like the cast iron skillet.
Yeah.
Just cook everything in the same dish.
No, I texted him Friday because I was dealing with water heater issues at my house. And I said, hey, I realize the next time we're meant to be together and work together, it's going to be another 22 years because we had gone 22 years without really seeing each other until I started working here. I said, we're going to be really old by that point.
Maybe you guys can go back to college. Maybe you guys can go back to OU.
That's what I told him. I said, I want to go back to school.
I'll tell you what, though. It's I worked with Greg for a long time. He was a very good engineer. But he and I almost came to blows once.
Oh,
it wasn't over.
My God,
politics was
it? No, I was sitting in my cubicle.
We do
when
not
this
talk
happened.
About politics. We are good friends. We do not I'll talk about
you,
politics.
I'll tell you talking about the candle.
Yeah. So this
the
is
candle?
This is years ago.
Oh, I remember this.
The dude who ran the candle lab. I don't know if they're still in business.
I think so.
But he had made like a custom common man candle.
That's awesome.
Like a leathery type of smell.
It's called mahogany. Evening musk.
Whatever it was. But he,
leather bound
put
books.
Some thought into it, made me a special candle, delivered it to the radio station. And so I'm working with T-Bone. I think we were still Common Man and Company at this point. Common Man and T-Bone yet. But I decided, what the hell? During the show, I'm going to light this Common Man scented candle. We had a little metal filing desk.
Yeah.
In the corner. This is the old studios in the corner of the studio.
It's a big studio.
It was a big studio.
It was big
and,
studio.
And this was not next to anything. I didn't have it next to any equipment, nothing like that. It's just on its own lit candle.
20 right? feet away from the table with one little switchboard.
So we're in the middle of the segment, halfway through the segment, and Greg, the engineer, just kicks the door in. On-air lights on.
Air light
we're talking.
On?
T-Bone and I are talking. Just violently kicks the door in, comes in, blows out the candle, and leaves.
Oh, my
right?
God.
And so T-Bone will tell you, too, if you want some backup on this. I'm fuming.
No.
Fuming.
No. Somebody walking in while the on-air light is on.
And I'm trying to get through the rest of the segment.
Oh, my God.
And I still have like 5 minutes. Teddy, were you producing the show? Back then?
Yeah, I was there for
okay,
all
okay, so you were, I'm not exaggerating this, right?
No, it was a scene.
Okay.
It was a scene.
I'm scared to death.
And so, finally, we get to the end. We get to the end of the segment. As soon as I turn that on-air light off, I am down the hallway, right?
Man.
And I'm not exaggerating. When it's like an umpire and a manager just face-to-face screaming at each other. He's screaming at me. I'm screaming at him.
Mike comes down the ramp and just starts saying, don't you ever, ever, ever come in that studio when that on-air light is on. That is my office, baby. It's like, you ever effing do that again, I'll effing kill you. And Greg just gets right up, goes right to his chest.
Aww.
I'm sitting like in the back. I'm alone doing the Buckeye show.
I forgot that you were there.
Sitting
were
there
like
with my head kind of below the partition in the cubicles. And I'm just like sort of meerkat, like pop up like, oh, whoa, baby. And then
you thought you have to jump into action, didn't you?
And then do you remember T-Bone, I think just by association.
He felt like he had to come down.
Come down, down the ramp and
so
have
you,
your back.
He started yelling,
just
too,
started
yeah.
yelling at Greg as well. And nobody backed down. No one backed down. They left it odd and
no, it
and,
was
and it was contentious.
And I had to go back on the air.
Go back and go do the show.
Do the next segment.
But you didn't light the candle back up, did you?
No.
Because Greg,
he should have, man.
God, I wish I was here on Friday. I would have lit a candle in the studio.
Oh, my God. That would have been great.
You know what he would have been like? He'd be like, that's your problem.
Right.
Now.
He wouldn't have cared.
I don't
like,
care.
Like, I'm going to Florida. I don't care.
Put it right in front of the helmet, too, right there. But before that happened, like, he had come down and he was fuming. And I think he was just talking to nobody. And he saw my head popping up there. And he just sort of like, did the shoulder shrug at me. It was like, the guys got fire in the studio. Just could cause a fire. We could burn the whole building down.
You're burning stuff
and
in a
it's
barrel.
Like he wanted me to agree with him. And I was just like, yeah.
my whole
I don't know.
My whole thing. By the way, we kissed and made up and it was fine. Not that day.
No, not that day.
Not for a while. But it was one of those things where I said, when we all calmed down.
Yeah.
I said, look, you don't want me to have the candle on in there. I understand. You wait until that light goes off. You come in. You call me an asshat for having the candle on. Tell me to blow it out. I'm not going to fight to the death about a candle. It's right. Not about the candle. I don't care about the candle. It's about you barging in when that light is on. Unless the actual building is on fire and we need to evacuate.
Right, or we had another shooter alert.
Right. You don't,
which did happen,
you don't come in when that light is on.
That's old hat by now.
We kissed and we made up.
Yeah, that's good. That was...
I'm glad.
That's the loudest shouting match I've ever seen in all of my years in radio. And I've worked for some screamers before too, where you would just go in for,
you
know,
call
like,
me
like
a we would screamer have, though.
No.
I mean,
no,
like
I
on
wouldn't.
The air, I'm not.
I've seen what, you kind of angry,
that's
but you're,
what
not
made
a,
it,
you're not a screamer.
That's what made it more shocking. Because I used to work for a guy back when I was in Raleigh, and it would be like, you know how we have our weekly meetings with Fishy? He would just chew your ass out once a month, just for how you did a couple of segments or so.
Just because he could.
That was kind of how he was doing it. It don't think it was the best way to go about it, just screaming like that. But to see two coworkers go at it, I'd never seen anything that reached that level over a teeny tiny candle.
But it represented so much
it,
more
it
than
really
that.
Did.
Jenny?
It's an internal flame.
We're out of time already.
That's okay. I appreciate it.
I feel like we didn't get a chance to dig into you.
That's fine.
Maybe she stays. What are we doing?
What are you doing next?
What are we doing?
Actually, you know what? I do want to talk to you about something.
Okay. Yeah.
Because
I would love to talk to you about more things.
I want to know, like, when non-sports Matt, your husband,
yes,
when he messes up, and we all mess up. If you're in a long-term relationship, you're gonna mess up.
Yeah.
What is the thing that he does to get back in your good graces? Because I think every relationship has a different dynamic when it comes to that. I may or may not have messed
up. That's a good question.
Recently.
Oh, no.
And so then I had to...
just today.
Do the whole makeup thing.
Yesterday and taking Samantha to the art class.
No, there was more to it. More to it.
Cool. No, thank you. I would love talking.
You have to shave your entire body.
To get back in her good graces? To be smooth like a seal.
See, that's Timmy's wish.
You got to lay down like an X-Wing. Ready for anything.
What's an X-Wing?
From Star Wars.
Spread eagle?
Yeah.
There you go.
Fly like an eagle. All right. How do you get back into the good graces of your significant other? We're going to discuss coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You can expect some slower traffic on northbound 270 on the east outer belt between Easton Way and Morse Road. And watch for a slowdown due to an accident that's on Rose Hill Road near East Broad Street. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Is water seeping into your basement? Are your basement walls cracking? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the basement waterproofing experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care, Heating, and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
As a secret radio station, it's called The Fan, too. You can listen to The Bob and Tom Show, Jim Rome, and Buckeye Stuff. Why do they pay me big money to whisper? The Fan, too, is on The Fan's HD2 channel and streaming on The Fan app. You're welcome.
Common Man here for Care, Heating, and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face
as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Well, it's going to be a wet morning rush on Wednesday across central Ohio with areas of rain, even a few thunderstorms. And then it turns drier in the afternoon on Wednesday. High temperatures only in the low 60s. Drier with a lot of sunshine on Thursday, but cooler only in the 50s. Friday looking like some sunshine to partly cloudy and high temperatures staying in the middle 50s. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Common Man uses his droopy sack for a bath mat.
Santa's not the only one with a big red sack full of goodies.
You're listening to Man and Timmy.
Got more time with our gal Jen Winters, who is staying over in studio with us. But real quick, I want to talk to you about performance.
Jen's very interested in this.
Nothing more in the world.
Performance matters in those intimate moments. Baby, don't let ED, the dreaded erectile dysfunction, get in the way of all of that.
Ed's bad.
Ed is bad. The truth is,
Eddie Vedder.
Most men don't have to live. Yeah, or Ed Roland from Collective Soul.
Ed from Live is pretty good, too.
A lot of Eds. A lot of Eds out there. Yeah. Ed Dickerson. No, that's Eric Dickerson.
Eric Dickerson.
They called him ED. I think they knew what they were doing. I tell you what. You might be surprised, though, by how the right treatment can improve your love life. You just have to go see our friends at Tri-State Men's Health. Start taking a look around, tristatemenshealth.com. They have two lovely locations right here in Central Ohio. I mean, think about this. How many guys out there just have a mediocre sex life? Is that good enough? No! You want to have a fantastic sex life. Stop and Tri-State Men's Health, they are the ones to give it to you. So call 800-996-54 or go to tristatemenshealth.com.
Sex.
Is what?
Stop it, Jen.
Is what?
Sex.
Don't be like him now.
Ed DeBevix. You get sex at Ed DeBevix.
Ed DeBevix.
Was that that was a chain where they were mean to you on
there.
Purpose?
Isn't that based out of Chicago? Ed DeBevix? I think it's still there.
I never understood that.
We're going to Chicago over the summer.
I never understood.
I kind of want to go there.
Why you want to go to a restaurant where they are mean to you on purpose?
Dick's Last Resort.
I know. I don't get it. Why is that fun?
Why did they feel they needed to change from Dirty Dick's to Dick's Last Resort?
Well, because
or was it the other way around?
I think health code, probably.
We have a place out here called Nasties, and they're quite popular.
Yeah, that's...
Didn't they have a location out east, and they didn't allow them to go with that name? Because I know we have the one on the bar and grill, Nasties. We have one over off of Cemetery Road.
So is it just Nasties?
I thought we were talking about Dick's.
Well, we're talking about gross names.
Jack and Dick.
Well, how are you
Dick
doing?
Ebersol.
Dick Hammer.
Dick Enberg.
Dick Cass.
Dick Van Patten. Dick Van Dyke.
Dick Van Dyke. Jerry Van Dyke.
Dead.
Andy Van Slyke.
No, not the same name, you moron.
That's a good rhyme, though.
All right, Jen is here. Little extended version of See You Next Tuesday. So the reason I bring this up, I want to, because everybody I think has their own thing. For example, Kobe Bryant. When Kobe Bryant was caught with another lady, cheating on Vanessa, maybe rapey. We don't know.
The accusations are a lot deeper than just the cheating.
Don't like him.
Well, let's just say.
Don't speak ill of the dead.
Okay. But I'm just saying, when he got outed, he went and bought like the diamond from the Titanic for her.
Yes.
And she was wearing that on her finger. Mm-hmm. On the other side of the coin, Mike Vrabel was in the Salt Lake City, Utah airport yesterday and got his wife a sweatsuit.
Who buys that?
I don't know.
Did he get her some duty-free cologne?
I'm just saying, there's different degrees. You got your diamond for Kobe.
Luke Vrabel. Like not Luke Vrabel. God.
Mike Vrabel.
Mike Vrabel.
Yeah.
But you can't just postmate something, have somebody go get it for you discreetly. You have to go into the store nobody buys stuff in.
Well,
I mean, flippin' airport, nobody buys stuff.
Get a generic Salt Lake City crew neck sweatshirt for $29.95.
That's right.
It says Utah Jazz.
Says the hills are alive.
Right.
Like, that's terrible.
Nice rack. But my question to you is, when non-sports Matt, your fine husband, when he gets on your bad side, is there something he does to remedy the situation?
I mean, he says he's sorry,
okay,
which is a lot.
Yeah.
Because I hate saying I'm sorry.
I know that.
I really don't like to say I'm sorry.
Really?
She's very stubborn.
What about when you mess up or say stuff
that
you don't mean?
She
don't like to apologize for it?
I will apologize, but I hate doing it. But... like, if we're fighting...
makes you just hate yourself a little bit more.
I mean, I'm number one hating myself always and forever, so... but no, I mean, he says he's sorry, and I guess he just doesn't really like... I mean, we haven't had any, like, fights where it would mean that he would have to go out and spend $250,000 on a ring or $50 on some sweatshirts from Port Columbus.
Uh-huh.
But...
John Glenn.
Oh, sorry, John Glenn.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I have to remind myself to do this, but I've been known in the past if I've messed up, and even if it's not something that's solely on me, but you know, you have disagreements from time to time. One person has their stance, the other person has theirs. You dig in a little bit, you might get into a shouting match over it, and then you need your cooling off period. But every now and then I will go and get some flowers for no apparent reason.
That's nice.
Well,
obviously there's a reason. If we had an argument, day goes by, I'll go out the next day. She likes orchids, things like that. I might get one that has it already in its nice little dish, put that on the middle of the dining room table.
That's nice. Do you say anything or
get
just,
some cookies
just
and cream chocolate?
Put it there. So she can see it.
I'll obviously go with the heavy apology tour as well.
I'll take it
and I'll fess up and I'll own up to it. There's no better remedy than beginning with that, than saying you're sorry as much as you can. And you don't want to say it too many times.
He'll go find something. Like, I mean, I'm not someone who, I don't need flowers. I don't need stuff, but like he'll go out and buy some little stupid Star Wars-y character thing. And just
like that.
Put it, because he knows that I, you know, that's like the cutest thing ever. And so he'll, you know, be like, hey, put it down. And, you know, and I'm like, I appreciate the fact that he apologizes.
What about you, Romeo?
Well, what I have to do, and I've learned this over being, you know, together for more than 20 years, married for 19, is I have to talk in the third person about myself. And I have to talk like I'm a baby.
You Bob Dole yourself?
No, it's because a simple I'm sorry.
That's
pretty much what it is.
Bob Dole's going to make it.
I have to stoop down.
That's so low.
I have to stoop down to.
That's terrible. Well,
that's what she likes.
Mikey, sorry.
Oh my God.
Mikey won't do it again.
I think that would make me angrier.
Well, this is not you. This is her.
But holy crap. I honestly
Mikey, go bye-bye now. Sorry.
I didn't know that it was going that way.
Wow.
It's more of like the, I'm going over the top.
Mikey,
you sound like my niece.
Timmy sleep in the bedroom tonight?
No. We don't sleep in the bedroom anyway.
Right.
We don't do that.
That's right. All three of us.
Yeah.
We all are sleep divorced.
Yeah.
Last night was the perfect example of why a sleep divorce is great. So I wake up. It's about 3:00 in the morning.
Yeah.
Head to pee. Come back. Toss and turn for like half an hour. Can't go back to sleep. So under normal circumstances, if your wife is in the bed, you leave the room.
Right.
Or you just lay there and suffer.
Yes.
Until you finally go back to sleep.
Yeah, and you're worried about annoying her.
Exactly.
So you're trying to be super still,
Mikey,
and that makes
it
even worse.
Sorry for go pee-pee. Sorry, I didn't flush.
And so I tossed and turned for a little while, and then eventually I said, well, this is lost. So I just sat up, turned the TV on, watched TV in bed.
I just sit there on my phone. Like if I can't
until
go back
I passed
to sleep,
out again.
That's exactly
Do you guys remember what your etiquette for this was? Because we all used to we started out normal like that, sleeping in the same bed. If you have like the What's the term for it now? I keep wanting to say master bedroom. No, not the cuck chair.
Primary.
Yeah. You got the primary bedroom. Primary. And so then you got the bathroom that's attached to the bedroom.
Primary
bedroom.
Oh, how lovely is that? Primary bathroom. We live in a house built in the 50s.
We need a better name. We need a better name. How about the star room? In the star bathroom.
The star room.
How about the VIP
star
room?
Of the house?
You guys are so fortunate.
Did you flush if you had to go in the middle of the night?
No.
Because you didn't want to annoy your sleep partner.
No.
But if you're using the other bathroom that's down the hall, you flush away.
Wow, you have more than one bathroom.
Now this has really gotten uncomfortable.
This is really
You have
sad.
A one bathroom?
Yeah. I have a bathroom and a half.
How's your plumbing?
Shite.
Mess you up.
Terrible.
I thought you got it fixed though.
Water heater today?
Water heater. But it clogs up all the time. It's built in the 1950s.
No. You just got a new one today.
The plumbing clogs up.
The plumbing clogs up. The water heater.
But if it makes it any better, you're drinking all that nice healthy lead.
Right. But no, I mean, our house is sold. We don't have the primary bedroom is not attached, does not have an attached bathroom. We have three bedrooms upstairs and then a bathroom.
Well, right. They didn't do that in the 50s, really.
I had to sleep with the door closed, too. So I guess, you know, when we would do that, he would have to open the door and he wouldn't close it. He'd, like, gently shut it. But
you have to, like, tippy-toe and kind of be careful with
anyway.
the latch on the door handle.
And then he'd just come in and say,
sorry.
Maddie, sorry.
Oopsie-daisy.
Like,
get the hell out of here.
Oopsie-daisy.
I'll see you next Tuesday.
Touchy.
That's just going to stick with me.
Oh, Jenny.
Yeah, that's just, I'm like, wow.
Mikey, glad you came.
It's like how I talk to my cat.
Hey,
little bitty.
All right, rapid fire coming up in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got slowdown on westbound 270 between Westerville and Cleveland Avenue on that north outer belt. And you're going to hit a couple-minute delay if you're on westbound 70 on the west side between West Broad Street and Hague Avenue. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Is water seeping into your basement? Are your basement walls cracking? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the basement waterproofing experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
And Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
This show features two Nicoles. One gives you useful traffic information. The other one yells, "What up, bitches?"
Who's ready to party?
Here's Man and Timmy.
Rapid fire coming up in mere moments. We've got Timmy time 1 hour from now. What is the subject of Timmy time today?
Well, we're going to look back at the year 1996. 30 years. There's a lot of good things that happened in 1996 as I was doing my research. I can't wait to touch on them all.
Teddy, where were you in 96? Were you over at OSU?
No, I was working here.
Stop.
He was.
He was working here.
My God. Stint number one.
Yeah, it was.
I would have been at Saunders Middle School in Manassas, Virginia.
Manassas/Woodbridge.
We're kind of on the city line.
Oh yeah. Thanks for clarifying. That was really important.
Shut up.
Rabbit hat.
Rapid Fire.
Sponsored by the Waterworks. Plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling. From sump pumps and water heaters to full heating and cooling repair and replacement. The Waterworks tackles it all. Call 614-232-2222.
All right, Teddy. Rapid Fire number one.
Which Buckeye first round pick will have the most success in his first season with his new team?
Oh, I think I can answer that one. I think you would say the same thing. It's
Caleb Downs.
It's clearly Sonny Styles, linebacker for the Washington Commanders. Just with what he's going to bring to that team, he's going to wear that green dot. He's going to come right in, be a day one starter. He's going to help everybody on that defense do what Dan Quinn wants them to do. And I think for sure, someone like Arvell Reese for the Giants, he's really going to struggle. And Caleb Downs is probably going to be a disaster for the Cowboys.
Oh, stop it.
Maybe
now.
Carnell Tate will be okay, but he's playing for the Titans with
Carnell
Cam Ward.
Tate's not going to be okay. Cam Ward can't throw the ball.
He ass, man.
Yes.
Sonny Styles, this guy, you can start get his gold jacket fitted.
Look,
already.
I know you're a Commanders fan, so you want it to be true. But I do think that Sonny Styles will have a successful season right away. And I do think, and I'm not just playing favorites here because I hate both of you, I think that Caleb Downs will have a very good rookie year for Teddy's Cowboys.
If I had to rank him, I would say, now being brutally honest, best seasons, it's probably Caleb in that top spot, Sonny 2, then Arvell, and then Carnell Tate. Arvell Reese is, I think, the most wild card guy. Would you agree? Because it hasn't been that long where he's been switching his position from being a pure linebacker to now they want him to be that outside backer slash edge rusher in the National Football League. So that's going to be a pretty big switch for him. Can he handle all that comes with that and the expectations? I think he probably can. He's just the most wild card of those three defenders for me.
Rapid fire number two.
We've already seen the Red Sox and the Phillies now fire their managers just, you know, a couple weeks into the season. So do you guys agree with the teams doing this after having the bad starts to the season, or do you prefer more patience?
No, I agree with it. I think that you can change the entire momentum of a season. We saw that with the Blue Jackets this year. And in sports like hockey and baseball specifically, the manager slash coach, I think, is more expendable than others, where you'd have to rip up and start playing a whole new system. It's not like that. I think it would be foolish if you think there's talent there to salvage and you didn't do your best to right the ship, just to be stubborn. People call it patience. I call it stubbornness. And go the entire season and have it be total misery.
It's something that we're starting to see more and more. I guess the one thing that I wonder about is with the difference in games that you have in a season in your disposal, it's a little bit different in baseball when you're playing 162 and there's twice as many games in a regular season as there is in the NBA and the NHL. But I'm more siding with you. I mean, we had Stark on here yesterday, and you could tell that he was kind of more on the other side. Like him and his, you know, writer buddies, they're blown away that they're dead set that the Alex Cora firing is the most shocking that they can ever recall. But when you're not performing to expectations,
and if you've
like
lost
lot of investment in every season when you have a payroll that is so high. So and I know the Red Sox, like they haven't been looking like the usual Red Sox in the last 2 or 3 years with how they've been trading away assets and not really spending the money in return. So I get all that. But try to make a move. I'm okay with it, too.
Dean Evason lost that
dressing
room.
Now, okay? That's not coming back.
And that's not coming back.
And every situation is different.
If you have veterans coming to you saying this is a problem, not just a problem with our performance, but a problem behind the scenes, emotionally, guys are starting to check out. You'd be doing everyone a disservice if you're a decision maker and you don't make some sort of move.
I mean, look at what the Phillies did. They brought in Rob Thompson, because he's so smooth. And that worked like magic when they brought him in the middle of a season and they had a huge run. Now he's on the other side of it.
Rapid fire number three.
There are almost 100,000 fans in Ohio Stadium to watch the Luke Combs concert over the weekend. If you guys could book a massive concert for a band or bands who you guys really enjoy, and this is when they were in their prime, what group or groups would you put together for your big concert?
I was never a fan of the huge concert, like in a venue that size.
Yeah, that is where I saw Cans for the first time. the radio station out of Baltimore kind of shared signals with DC.
I was thinking, what band is named Cans? But you're,
at this kind of mega festival.
To boobies.
Yes.
Is what you're referring to.
She pointed to her boobies. This was at the HF Festival in, it would have been the late 90s. Maybe it was 2000, right around the turn of the century. Limp Bizkit was the headliner. But there was like 25, 30 other bands. They basically trashed the Ravens Stadium when it was pretty new. I'm not so sure they had it back there that many times after that. But, I mean, I would definitely have, you know, a lineup of my favorites. I'd have Dave Matthews Band. They would be there. Bare Naked Ladies would be there. Maybe some of my rock bands from the 90s. Alice in Chains could be in the mix. Well, Rage Against the Machine.
Those wouldn't fit on the same bill.
Why not? I'm doing whatever I want here.
That's stupid.
It's a rock concert.
It doesn't matter. There's different degrees of rock. So you got to have stuff that fits.
So with Dave, I got to have Hall & Oates there.
No. Let's say you don't have Hall & Oates. You know what? Bare Naked Ladies fits well with Dave.
You're right.
But I don't know if those people want to see Alice in Chains.
James Taylor?
A little October Road? Absolutely.
A little Carolina on my mind.
Now we'll pause. I just feel like I just answered this question the other day.
We did just do this for the Instagram deal.
What are you, stealing? Oh, Teddy wasn't here for that.
Oh, that's right.
He bailed out for that.
He bailed on it. We had a, you know, Common Man Coachella and a Timmy Palooza.
Yeah, they did it for social media.
We did our bill.
Oh, Teddy was supposed to be there. Oh, man, I can't do it.
I got a thing
with a guy at the place with the dog.
That's right.
All right, rapid fire. We're running a little on time anyway. Come on. Right. Rapid fire number four.
All right. Do you guys enjoy energy drinks? And if so, what's your favorite energy drink?
I don't drink them often, but I like the... what's the one that you like? The Monster and the
Ultra
White can.
Ultra Zero.
Ultra Zero, but what's the flavor?
It's just a... I don't know. It's just called Monster Ultra Zero.
Yeah, what's the black and yellow Monster? I had one of those last week, but I'm typically just a classic Red Bull guy. I enjoy a nice straight-up Red Bull every now and then. Not like that Ilani crap that Jen was drinking.
Ilani.
It's triple the caffeine count of all the other ones.
Oh,
your heart
problems.
Explodes. 5-point finger exploding heart trick when you drink that.
Rapid fire number five.
All right, today is actually Gummy Bear Day. I know Timmy was talking about having little gummy worms on his Witz ice cream the other day.
Dirty
custard.
Worm. Yeah.
Yeah, so do you guys enjoy the gummy candy?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, I tend to go with the sugary, like sour gummy candy. Like I like the trolley. I like the Sour Patch Kids.
Yep. Yeah,
so if I'm going gummy, it's normally that.
I like more the classic flavors. The Albanese is my favorite gummy bear brand. But if I wanted a different type of chewiness, different texture than your classic bag of, is it Haribo? I think it's Haribo. Haribo? Haribo? Everyone knows what I'm talking about. Those are good too. I like gummy bears. All types.
I want to talk about some bad radio coming up. There's no way I can tease this and not have people think that we're talking about us, but it's actually another radio show that we're talking about, not on The Fan, but elsewhere. That's next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Watch out for a disabled vehicle that's on northbound 270 on the East Outer Belt after Morse Road. And we've got an accident that's causing traffic to slow down on South High Street between Whittier Street and Sycamore. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Is water seeping into your basement? Are your basement walls cracking? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the basement waterproofing experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Host
Skip Musick has been on The Fan for nearly 80 years, and during that time, he's worn many hats. Executive producer for Ohio State Athletics, talk show host, private detective when Ron Stokes loses his phone.
Somebody do something!
He's done it all. But his proudest accomplishment, host of Tee to Green. If it has anything to do with golf in Central Ohio, Skip's on it. Cheers to the next 80 years, Skipper. And listen to Tee to Green, Saturday mornings at 9 here on The Fan.
I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
The Fan Poll is sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub, home of award-winning pizza and $2 tall boys. All day, every day.
One has pizza sauce for blood. The other is Rachel Maddow. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
This dumb show brought to you by the Hinder Motor Company. Timmy time coming up at 5:30. We celebrate the year 1996 today. My non-vomiting streak started in 1997. Have not vomited since 97. She's older than Tyler Danberg has been alive.
Oh, yeah. Older than he's been alive. I'm on a streak that goes back to
3 days
last month. Whenever that Boston trip was,
you're a big puker.
Those metro trains and buses and planes and car rides got me.
Guards have called up top prospect Travis
Bazana
to take over at second base. They host Tampa tonight.
That's a big deal.
That is a big deal.
They want to get something out of him, and they could use. They could use some help offensively right now. So hopefully Travis Bazana goes up there, and you never know. Like it could take a while for him to get settled in. I would imagine that it would, but sometimes you see these guys, they come up and they have a big first day, and then maybe it settles in, and then the game is still a little bit fast and adjusting to the big league pitchers versus what they've seen in minor league ball. So I hope the best for him. I know the Guardians fans are looking for a lot out of this guy.
Reds are hosting the Rockies tonight. You still bullish on the Red Legs, Teddy?
I'm cautiously optimistic
because
I think that, you know, they're going to be good the most of the season, but I just worry about the Cubs because I believe the Cubs are better than them on paper, and they've had a nice little streak here. But so I'm worried about the Cubs, but hey, we're doing okay.
Let's talk about some bad radio. I've been victim of this many times over the years. Maybe this show, maybe today. It's all subjective. But Andrew Filippone or Pawnee, from 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. He said 251 days ago on social media, if the Steelers draft Drew Aller in 250 days, I think I'll quit my job. Now, back in February, he doubled down on it and said, not I think I'll quit my job, but I will quit my job if the Steelers draft Drew Aller. Well, they did. Day two of the NFL draft.
Yes, they did. Third round pick.
Yes. And so he went on the air yesterday and said, I'm a man of my word, and quit and exited the building. Now, this guy is known for bits. I have no problem with that. Didn't he pierce his nipples?
He recently pierced his nipples. I don't know what that was in relation to, whether that was a Pirates thing, a Steelers thing.
It was something.
It was some other kind of sports
something
bet.
Something he made a bet.
We said we would pierce our sackies if the Jackets won the Stanley Cup.
And
they didn't even make the playoffs.
I would have been happy to do it. This guy paid off on his bet. It was good radio. They had a live remote from the piercing place. Look, that's radio, okay? And so he's got another thing going here where he's going to quit his job. Here's the problem, though. He was back in an hour. he insists.
He insists
that, oh, I really quit. And they called me and they begged me to come back, and I came back. But he was gone for an hour. They had some other dude fill in for him. They actually had some production pieces made where his name wasn't on the show anymore, which is all good stuff, by the way. But you and I both looked at this story and said, you don't get points if you don't commit to the bit. The good thing about the nipple piercing is that that's the ultimate commit to the bit. You got your nipple pierced.
And you had video of it.
Right.
And you take a photo and you get to see that. Yeah, and you can take them out, and then you're not going to continue to wear the nipple rings unless you want to be like cool ass Coach Ryan Day. He's the coolest guy this side of Miles Davis.
But if you're going to do this whole thing where you're going to really, air quotes, quit your job, you got to be off the air for like a week.
Yeah, and how hard would that have been to make sure that you had yourself a week vacation ready to go? Something that was pre-discussed, your co-host, other people at work are cool with that. So here's the thing. If by some reason they do this and they pick Drew Aller over the weekend, I'm not coming in Monday, and I'm not coming in the entire week. And we are really going with this bit the whole entire week. And that way the co-host can discuss potential, fill-in opportunities, or whoever is filling in on the show. They can have the little jokes and tests about could they become the permanent host or kick around some ideas
for what ex-athlete comes on the air.
You
could have gone on the air yesterday and for the first half hour of the show, rant and rave about Drew Aller being drafted, but really about you quitting being a bigger thing than that. Call out station management. See, I've been having problems with them from the get-go.
Yeah, so now this makes it even easier.
This is the icing on the cake for me. I made the promise, I'm going to pay off on the promise. And if I'm his boss, if I'm the program director, I'm sitting him down on Monday morning before he goes on the air, and I says, it's not your choice, you're off for a week. I'm taking you off for a week.
We're committing to
because
this.
Because we're committing to this bit.
But you got to do the on-air quit. You have to do it on-air.
You don't just do it for an hour and then come back, you loser!
I'm not sure quite how this was executed, because what I see here is that
he went on the air at 2 o'clock and quit.
I see that he posted a farewell message on social media announcing his departure, saying, I'm a man of my word, and then left the building. And then his co-host was outraged. And then, like you said, the new imaging was revealed. A new co-host was named. A producer joined him in studio. And then
again, that's all good stuff.
He said, I'm not BSing. I came in here at 2 o'clock and quit. But he was reinstated 50 minutes later. He said, he got in my car. I was driving home. My phone was blowing up. My wife was explaining to me how crazy things were for her. And then they did him a new contract and said that the debt was paid and the job is reclaimed. But that's the same day? So was he on the show that day? What about the 5 o'clock hour, later in the show? You might not even have known that anything was amiss. I would like you to just take off the headphones and just say, I gotta tell you, that's it for me.
Don't tempt me. I'd like it too, except I won't be back in a week. Good luck with that.
Teddy and I are just left here to our devices to do the show alone, and then maybe
should we light a candle in there, man?
Jen pops in for the rest of for a half hour to end the show. Whatever. We just have to stew in it a little bit more.
You realize though that the S show was ranked number one, and you guys were ranked eight.
Well, maybe they have it in their pocket.
BT, before Timmy. I mean, this was a number one show.
Right.
Right. Maybe this is going to knock them down, though, because maybe they screwed
this
up.
Bit is so stupid.
Yeah. It's so stupid. Yeah, so they're why were they number one? I think we were really stupid.
That bit really sucked.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we just moved up a spot by default.
Okay. Try harder, Pittsburgh.
Yeah. That's right. Miracle shoes may turn you into a legend. Details next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got an accident on eastbound 70 on the east side from Miller Avenue to Livingston Avenue, causing about a 10-minute hold up there. And you're looking at a couple-minute slowdown on northbound 270 on that east outer belt from 670 to 161. This report is sponsored by Vision Zero Columbus. Serious crashes on Columbus streets cause permanent physical, financial, emotional, and property damage. Vision Zero is changing that through roadway redesign and a commitment to zero traffic deaths. Find out how at columbus.gov/VisionZero. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keel's NBA playoffs tonight. Philadelphia at Boston. Celtics a 3-1 lead. Atlanta and New York, where they're even a 2-2. Portland at San Antonio. Spurs lead that series 3-1. NHL playoffs tonight. Boston at Buffalo. Sabres are commanding 3-1 lead. Anaheim takes a similar 3-1 lead to Edmonton. Minnesota at Dallas, where they're tied at 2-2. Diamond Dog Night at Huntington Park. Columbus Clippers host Toledo. Cincinnati Reds at home of Colorado tonight. Cleveland Guardians try and break a 3-game skid when they host Tampa Bay. Philadelphia Phillies, we have the worst record in baseball today. Dismissed manager Rob Thompson, bench coach Don Mattingly, will be the interim manager for the rest of the season. This occurs for a team where his son is the general manager. This update brought to you by TurboTrack Realty. Done with that property? Call John Kozik at TurboTrack Realty for a cash offer today, 614-470-2000. Breaking sports news, where it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
The number one show on Publio's Spotify rap list. Timmy.
Happy Tuesday. Timmy time coming up at 5:30. What are we doing for Timmy time today?
Well, you know, Jen was talking yesterday. Jen Winters was saying how she got the notifications for her 30-year high school reunion. And so I thought, why not honor that year of 1996 when Jen graduated high school?
My wife, just this past weekend, had her 25th reunion.
Wow.
And she went to CSG, Columbus School for Girls, in Bexley, and they don't do anything ordinary. Go figure, the girls that like dress up in wedding dresses for their senior pictures.
Right, right.
They didn't do just like, oh, hey, we're having a reunion at the bar.
No.
So they had the dinner on Friday night. They had that formal occasion. And then on Saturday was an all-day brunch.
Wow.
Just a big brunch time.
Mimosas were flowing.
At the school, they had a big brunch. She said they gave him the spiel, too, about donating money.
Of course. Obviously. Did you guys?
I she may have.
I bet you she did.
I don't know.
What was the thing?
It's like a 3-day reunion.
What was the thing that your wife was buying while you were on the air? Laser hair removal. Oh, my God. And you said this was like into the thousands.
So earlier in the day, Kristen says to me, because I'll get the alerts, just like she gets them too. If I use my American Express card.
And it's over a certain amount.
We both, yeah. No, it's any amount. We both get the email, like, your card has been used, and you just check it, and okay, the Exxon.
Just to make sure that it's
not
on the up and up.
Right, that you made the charge.
Yeah.
Right? And so she goes, if you see a charge on there later, I'm going to get hair removal done. And I have to pay for all the sessions up front because I get a discount. And yeah. I said, okay, fine. Hair removal. Great. And I didn't think anything of it because a conversation like that was lighthearted. There was no discussion of price because if something is over a certain price, I think you have to discuss it as a couple. So in my mind, I'm thinking, all right, it's going to be like, what, $300-$400? For laser hair removal, a couple sessions, I don't know, 3-4 sessions, 100 bucks a pop. Who the hell, I don't know. But I thought that's what it was going to be. So it was like 2:45. I'm about ready to go on the air. And I get the email. Bloop, $6,000.
Oh my God.
Was the charge. $6,000.
Oh my.
And I'm like sending her text. Are you effing kidding
me? That better be the most permanent laser hair removal that has ever been invented.
Well, I'm freaking out.
What kind of lasers they're using, but it better be the best that science has to offer.
I'm freaking out, A, because it's $6,000. B, because we didn't have a conversation about the $6,000.
Yeah.
I told you about it.
No.
You said you were getting the treatment.
When that's that type of price, that's what you lead with. Hey, I was thinking, you know how I always just hate grooming the cooter? I was thinking.
The gym bob?
Whatever. I was thinking that I'd spend $6,000 and take care of that and my pits and my legs and don't have to shave anymore. You know, it's going to cost $6,000 though. Are you sure you want to do that? And I would say, no, I'd rather you feel like sandpaper if it's going to save me $6,000. I'd rather you not shave at all.
Well, maybe.
Just be smooth from the long hair you're growing.
Maybe she wants to be smooth like a seal.
That's fine.
Then she just should have had the conversation about the price.
But then you have to have the conversation about the price.
But if you had the conversation about the price, something is telling me, based on what you just said, you would still not have been happy with it. Maybe she didn't want to bring it up because she knew you would hate it.
You don't just avoid the conversation if you don't think the conversation's going to go well.
No, that's true. That is true.
We're in a relationship.
That's true.
This is a partnership here.
But I'm sure there's some things. Well, I know you. I know there's some things that cost quite a bit that you like to have.
That's
just things
right.
that you like to save up
but,
and spend your money on. So maybe this was the thing for her.
But again, I have the conversation.
Right. No, you got to bring
show
up the price.
And just say, hey, honey, guess what? I just bought a $6,000 watch. Now, I have them, but we've had that discussion.
And does she ever say, I don't think so. Not right now. You've got
sometimes
too many
there.
Of them now.
That's right.
You don't need another one.
Sometimes she'll say, no, you know what? That's not the best time to be doing it now. And then, okay.
I'll wait.
Okie dokie.
I'll wait.
Oh, $6,000 hair removal? Eh. Don't know if it's worth
how
it.
How many treatments was that? Was it like going back for, you know, like 6 months or so? Like once a month for 6 months? Or
something like that. I don't know.
To knock it all out. You had to do different. Got to target different body parts for each sesh.
She got this thing done, and I don't notice any difference. She still shaves.
Yeah?
Yeah. And I think she's afraid
to
admit
to me. Have
you
talked to her about
it? Of course I have.
No, it's great.
And so I see in there with the lady Bic. What the hell are you doing?
You got your lady Bic
right,
there.
I see
still,
it in the shower. We share
still
a shower.
Up.
Right. The razor's right there. If you got the $6,000, if you're spending $6,000, I don't want to see another hair on your body for the rest of your life. There shouldn't be any lady Bic in the shower.
I agree.
Right?
I did the armpit treatment, but this was not so much a hair removal. A hair removal was a byproduct of it. The sweat glands were removed, and they were clear and upfront about how some of this will come back over a long period of time. And they did even have an option of like, if you do this procedure twice, like if you do it, do the recovery, get it done one more time, we'll burn those suckers out of this atmosphere. you'll never have another droplet of sweat. I didn't do the second one, but the first one, pretty good for a big time sweater.
Let's talk about the shoes that turn you into a legend. The Adidas shoe the two runners used Sunday during the London Marathon to make history sold out in limited Monday pre-orders within minutes. And it's already gaining major attention on the resale market.
Wow.
These are $500 shoes. They're going for more than $3,000-$4,000 on the resale market. These are the lightest shoes that Adidas has ever made. They're the Adizero Adios Pro Evo 3. Kenyan Sebastian Sow, an Ethiopian Yami Kel, I'm just butchering this. Both ran the London Marathon in less than 2 hours.
Which is just insane. I mean, think about that. Think about that mile time. That's under a 4 minute mile for 26.2 miles. How is that even humanly possible?
The latest shoe, and with the records with it, mark the latest flashpoint in the ongoing sneaker wars. The Pro Evo 3, weighing a mere 97 grams, which is 3.4 ounces for a size 9, is the first high-end running shoe to break the 100-gram barrier and be race legal. And it's roughly half the weight of a conventional running shoe.
It's like air. It's like nothing.
Well, I mean,
it's almost like you're not, it doesn't even feel like you're wearing anything.
I assume that sounds so thin and slim. That makes a big difference.
Yeah, does it? And it clearly it gives you enough support. Now, that might differ from runner and what you're comfortable with. Now, you have to adjust to that where it feels almost like you're barefoot running
out there. Will you look this up? Because Tyler Danberg had said this to me earlier, and I don't know if this is true or not, that one of these people was just supposed to be like a pace setter in the marathon.
It turned out not to be true.
Oh, it's not true.
But the thought of it is quite hilarious.
Where they just keep going?
Well, I'll see you suckers later. Screw you guys, I'm gone. He's out there getting my two-hour marathon, and I'm done. 2 hours. What was the best mile time you ever ran? Do you remember that when you were in middle school, high school, and you had to do the presidential physical fitness stuff? We all had to log the mile. At one point in time,
at least we did. I was a slacker.
Yeah?
I didn't run it. I'd walk half, run half.
I was all right at that
mile. Run the straights, walk the edges. It was four laps around our track.
Four laps around your track,
was the mile. So I'd normally just run the straights and do the curve.
Strait of Gibraltar?
Mm-hmm. What'd you do?
I ran it in 5:58 was my best time. I was booking.
I went my entire school career with the intention of not getting sweaty in gym. Yeah. I just didn't want to get sweaty in gym.
I gave you a sub-6-minute mile. I wanted a little bit more praise.
I'm sorry. You're right.
A sub-6-minute mile.
That's
in
pretty damn
school.
Good. Teddy, what'd you do? Best mile.
It was basically the fastest miler in my school.
Wait, what? Timmy, you said 5:58. Yeah. I think mine was
5:49.
5:57, actually, is what mine was. It was pretty good.
Now I can probably get it done in 8 minutes or so.
8 minutes?
That's no good.
18 for me. If that. Although, you know what? For our race that we're doing.
Oh.
The 97.1, the race marathon that we not, what is it? What are we calling
it's
it?
It's not a marathon. It's just, it's the 5K.
All right, 5K.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, there's
the fan 5K.
The fan 5K.
Yeah.
There's more than just the 5K. You can also do a mile.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to do the mile. I'm going to run the mile.
Got a time goal?
Yeah. Time that thing.
5:58?
My time goal is don't die. That's my time goal.
If you could just set a pace and not stop, that would be a good goal.
I don't know if that's possible.
Just keep the yog going.
The yog?
Yeah, keep yogging the entire
time.
Maybe
I set an Angela pace. Maybe she runs it with me.
Maybe a pace picante.
With mm-hmm. Grey Goose.
Mm-hmm. Orlando pace is there as well.
Grey Goose for your refreshment afterwards.
What do you want to do? You want to do anything? Oh, you know what I want to do?
What do you got?
I want to talk, because Kentucky Derby is coming up this weekend. There is a horse trainer who's going to be at the Derby this weekend who says that an NFL kicker saved his life. Indirectly.
Interesting.
Saved his life. Details next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got some stop-and-go traffic that's causing about a five-minute holdup on southbound 71 on that north side from 670 to I-70. You're also going to hit a five-minute delay on southbound 315 between Lane Avenue and Town Street. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Is water seeping into your basement? Are your basement walls cracking? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the basement waterproofing experts. It's your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Nice.
In or out on dating somebody taller than you?
My ego wouldn't be bruised walking into places and people saying your girlfriend's so much taller than you. I don't care.
Rothman and Ice. Weekdays at noon.
Sponsored by Pella Columbus.
The Fan.
Sometimes.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We're forecasting rain, even a few thunderstorms during the Wednesday morning rush hour across central Ohio. And then during the afternoon, it does turn drier, some breaks of sun, but it's going to be cooler with highs only in the low 60s. On Thursday, a lot of sunshine drying out, highs in the 50s, staying in the 50s on Friday with some sunshine turning partly cloudy by the afternoon. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
If the authorities looked at their Instagram accounts, they'd be arrested immediately.
Daddy, what are you doing?
You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
We are going to talk about how Youngway Koo saved somebody's life.
Without even knowing it.
Well, yeah, a tremendous story. In just a minute, I want to tell you one more time about our friends at Tri-State Men's Health. I have felt what it's like to have low testosterone, low T, as we call it in the biz. You have too. We had our numbers run. Like, what are you doing with these numbers? Let us help you.
I said, had a negative number.
Oh, man.
I was a woman.
I told him, please help. Do whatever you can. Give me one of those quick shots in the ace. Get me on that treatment. And I had that, and I was feeling so much better in the ensuing months. You really do feel it. So if you've had low energy, if your sleep has been off, if your weight's not budging, your mind feels foggy. We get brain fog still to this day. Maybe your sex drive isn't what it used to be. It's time to switch things up. Go to tristatemenshealth.com. Take a look around. They have two lovely locations right here in central Ohio. The thing that you do, you take that low T quiz. That'll help you out a lot. You get that first $99 appointment. You get the consult, the T and PSA test. If you sign up for testosterone treatment the day of your appointment, well, then your visit is free. We're using modern science now, Mike, to help these issues. So check them out. TriStateMen'sHealth.com.
Some sad news, Timmy. Chris Sims says he's out on Sunday Night Football after they hire Mike Tomlin.
I thought you were going to tell me he died.
No, Chris Sims is out. Of course,
just his career.
It was 2 years ago that Chris Sims said perhaps the dumbest thing in the world on Sunday Night Football.
And how you doing, little partner?
Fine. And it's little visitor now. Adewoyoli is how you say it in Cherokee.
Oh, well, pardon my French, but I'll be damned.
Walker told me I have AIDS.
You son of a bitch.
Don't tell me you saw it coming.
I didn't. No, full honesty.
Teddy, did I get you?
Well, I didn't realize there was like a spot for a cut there. It was kind of odd to me because I'm like, well, why are you playing?
Well, he referenced something that Chris Sims said.
I referenced it.
Yeah,
but you're talking about Chris Sims. It was just 2 years ago when Chris Sims said one of the dumbest things ever.
See, I don't understand.
Did he even have...
I thought I set that up pretty smooth, and you're going to crap on me?
Let me ask you.
I'm just saying it didn't get me, because it just hit me as odd. I was just like, well, that's weird.
Nah, he's really not giving you any credit at all, is he?
I don't like this one.
He's been producing for you for a long time.
I was hoping we get to...
Just like your standards are high, so are his. But was there ever even a thing with Chris Sims? Because that would help the story a little bit.
No.
There wasn't.
I mean, the thing is, he's stupid,
well,
and I've never liked him.
If there was an actual specific thing that you could have hearkened back to, that would have made that even better. I still was not prepared for it, and I enjoyed it. Now, I tried this a couple times when you were gone.
Yeah.
I got shot down both times. Teddy shot me down on Friday. He yelled at me because he said, I'm not allowed to do that when Dane's here. And I said, well, what does that have to do with it? still part of the show. Two-thirds of us are here, and I don't get to be the trigger man as often as you, so I tried to find my spot. I thought I carefully put that in, and then yesterday with Jen, I buried it in like the third. It was like a string of cuts. You know, there's different ways we can do this. Sometimes it's that first cut. I went to the third cut before I played it. And I articulated, like, talked my way into the cut. And Jen
is was having none of it,
Jen,
huh?
Jen was just sitting there like she was just watching paint dry.
She no-sold it.
Yeah. She just was ready for it the entire show. She said she even talked to Ted before the show
about
where she could possibly place the AIDS clip.
I just think it's kind of for you two to try to get each other. It's not for other people. It's between you two. So as long as you two are here, then I think it's fine. If one of you are, you're not here, then it's just, to me, it's like, yeah, whatever.
Okay.
It loses its luster.
Thank you, Ted.
Good job.
Well, I wish you weren't here right now,
to be honest with you.
You'll get your wish tomorrow.
I didn't think it loses its luster.
Yeah. What are you doing tomorrow?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Going to Wendy's. I'm going to try out that new spicy chicken sandwich.
Oh, well,
see how
that
is.
But let me do this one first. Yeah. So we can talk about Wendy's.
Yeah.
Mark Toothaker.
Ah, the Toothaker.
A thoroughbred trainer with Spendthrift Farms. Sounds like a place you go for a nice discount watermelon. He's going to be attending the Kentucky Derby this weekend to cheer on Spendthrift's Further Ado.
Without further ado.
That might not have been happening if it wasn't for an unusual coincidence that started with a missed field goal. In an interview with the Associated Press, Toothaker said he was watching the Giants on Monday Night Football in December when a whiffed kick from Young Ho Koo made him laugh so hard.
Young Wei Koo.
Yeah, what'd I say?
Young Ho.
Young Ho.
just read it just how it looks. That's all right there, man. I'm going to go have me some foie gras.
Young Wei Koo. I knew it, too. I don't know why I said it. It was stupid. Made him laugh so hard that he had a seizure. The defining moment came in the second quarter of the loss between the Giants and the Patriots. Koo, it's off to work I go.
I'm going to have a seizure.
Instead, Koo tripped as he went for the kick, missed the ball completely, leading the Giants turn the ball over on downs.
Oh, it was bad. I remember this vividly. It was one of the most shocking, effed up field goal attempts we have ever seen.
Laughed so hard, he said he felt like he was being electrocuted. His wife took him to the hospital, and they found a tennis ball-sized brain tumor on his brain. And he says if it wasn't for this situation where he just laughed so hard that he may not have triggered anything and may not have known that he had the tumor on his brain.
That's incredible.
So he'd like to thank Young Wei Koo / Young Ho for missing the field goal because it probably saved his life. So now he can go to the Kentucky Derby this weekend and wear white pants and...
And a nice hat.
Casually use the N-word with all the other people that will be there.
No, we're
Nicole
not going to do that.
Nicole Sheeran's
going
to be there. She's going.
Did you see Nicole's get up today?
Well, today? She looks like she's picking trash off the side of the road. She's an inmate.
Or she just looks like the traffic cone. Honestly, when you watch 10 TV today, let us know what you think. She's got a jumper. It looks like a one-piecer.
Bright orange.
It reminded me... Just having our own internal comments, because when we saw her, we told her this in person because our relationship is good enough. It reminded me of when before we were still dating and we were moving out to North Carolina together, and Sarah was out there with me, and she was going to have a couple of job interviews because she was just graduating from nursing school, and she was going to have a big important interview for this one floor at Duke University Hospital. And we were talking about earlier in the show, like things we do when we know we mess up and like what we have to do. And I got to employ that tactic after I had this line. And she had, it was a burgundy coat on, mm-hmm. like a sport coat kind of thing.
A blazer?
Like a woman's blazer. Yeah. And as we were pulling up to the hospital, I was giving her a ride. So she was in the passenger seat. And this was only about like 5 minutes before I was going to pull up to the thing. and let her out. And then I started talking to her just casually about her outfit. And she asked me, yeah, like, do you like it? And I said, well, you look like you're going to rip my ticket at the movies.
It's a good line, man.
I said, I like it, but you do look like an usher. What an idiot.
I had one of those not too long ago.
I gave this to her minutes before she was getting her mind right to step out of the car. And
sometimes the line is so good.
Maybe like I was thinking it would lighten the mood, but it was not received
in my head,
very well.
I hear it. And I say it's going to get me in trouble, but sometimes the line is so good that
I get in trouble anyway.
I have to waste it. I have to do it. It wasn't too long ago. Kristen's going out somewhere, and she goes, "How do I look?" She was wearing something I'd never seen before. I would best describe it as a frock.
What's a frock?
Made of some sort of canvas, like it was
like a burlap sack.
It kind of was sacky, you know, just
boxy and sacky.
Right. I said, "Oh, okay." And I know sold it. And I said, can you tell me what time prom ends in East Germany? Just so I know when to expect you home. I knew what the response was going to be.
It looked like something out of another era, right?
Yeah, I'm in the breadline communism era.
It's fashiony.
It's fashiony to look like you're a scrub woman and
did the
Berlin
did the Berlin Wall just come down?
Anyway, I got in trouble, but the line was good.
Sure.
The line was good. Yeah, I felt like I had to do it.
It's worth it.
Timmy time in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got traffic backing up due to an accident that's on northbound 270 at 161 on the East Donner Belt. And you're looking at a 10-minute holdup on northbound 71 on the north side between East Broad Street and Hudson Street. This report is sponsored by Mothers Against Drunk Driving. For victims of drunk and drug driving, your grief is unique, but you are not alone. You always have a place at MAD. Call the 24-hour victim helpline at 877-MAD-HELP or visit MAD.org. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Ben and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Timmy wants you to know that he's fingering his dry snacks. Whatever the hell that means. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Oh, some bad news. Angels Stadium in Anaheim, where the Angels play, is dealing with an infestation of rodents. The California Post reported yesterday that health officials shut down a concession area on April 22nd after discovery of rodent droppings. Apparently, there was a hole greater than a quarter of an inch on the ceiling for rodents to potentially pass through.
Oh, fun.
And there was poo-poo and pee-pee.
Nice.
Discovered everywhere. The Angels have released a statement, though. They said, "We take great pride in delivering a high-quality fan experience at Angels Stadium, including maintaining the cleanliness of our nearly 160 concession locations. After receiving guidance from the health department, we acted promptly with our concession partner to resolve the issue at a single stand and expect it to pass inspection and reopen in time for the upcoming homestand."
Sounds like a bunch of gobbledygook.
You gotta tell people what stand this is. Well, there's got to be a sign that just says rat was here.
Rat crap. You just put a logo. You have to put a giant rat. What about Wrigley Field? Wasn't Wrigley? Didn't they just have that giant
rat on the field
running, you know, just in front of the Phillies dugout just a while ago?
Mm-hmm.
Yuck.
And then what happened? Phillies fired their manager.
And then
this is the year of the rat.
Then that rat got covered with ooze.
And he turned into Master Splinter?
Turned into Splinter.
Timmy time!
It's Timmy time!
Mikey, so yesterday, Jen Winters was here. We were talking about her 30-year high school reunion, and I thought, what better thing to do in honor of her? Go all the way back to the year 1996 and take a look at what life was like back then. It'd be a good year if you turn your microphone on, dummy.
It was a good year.
So I thought I would start in the musical realm, because I mean, what defines an era better than the music that we loved? Called out if you know it. You know, as a matter of fact, I will start with a band that I didn't even know that I loved that much when this one particular album came out, and I listened to the ever living bleep out of it. I had my old Sanyo boombox that fit right into this cubby in my headboard, and I would listen to this CD on a soft level, and I would go to bed listening to it. This was one of the tracks from this album. You know that one?
That's the Alice in Chains Unplugged.
That is.
Every path leads me to nowhere.
What song was that?
Rooster.
That's right.
Yeah, here comes the rooster.
It was written about Jerry Cantrell's father, I think, who was a Vietnam veteran.
And I read up some of this stuff today about that actual concert. So they recorded that and released that in the matter of a couple of months in 1996. So Nutshell was playing, which is a great track. It's the one that opens that CD, that concert. And then Lane Staley walks out there while they're already kind of strumming the acoustics and takes a seat, belts out that first note. I later found out that Jerry, who you mentioned, was sick off of his ass that day. Almost like the Michael Jordan flu game, but you never would have known it. Apparently it was poisoning from a street vendor hot dog.
Of course it was.
That's what it was for
him.
They
hadn't played live in several years prior to that.
That I didn't know.
Yeah, because Lane obviously had problems.
Had some issues, and then they would later claim him. Yeah, bassist Mike Inez. He had the acoustic there with the phrase, "Friends don't let friends get friends haircuts." It was written, you could see it the whole show. That apparently was targeted at Metallica, who some members of the band were in the audience. They had recently cut their hair. That was their shout out, like, no, you shouldn't have done that. That's not rock. That was at the Brooklyn Academy of Music's Majestic Theater. So that was pretty cool. That same month, a pretty popular album, self-titled album by Sublime. This
not,
one
not
came
the biggest
out.
Sublime fan of the world. I mean, obviously, I know the song.
I was a big fan of this CD. This one hit me in all the right places. Number of hits. You had Santeria, Wrong Way, What I Got, as you're listening to right here. They started recording this in February, right up until the death of Bradley Knoll.
I was going to say, we're going to have any bands where the frontman didn't know Dion?
No,
there's Timmy Time.
We'll see if we get to it here. The band broke up, but they've since reunited, and Bradley's son, Jacob, is now the frontman. I saw them at a recent Sonic Temple after they started playing together. So here's another one, another Seattle group. After mentioning Alice in Chains.
And here's another guy that killed himself.
Many years later. Chris Cornell. And I do believe that tragedy happened when the band was coming down from a show in Detroit
Fox Theater.
Rock on the Range, I think it was called back in the day. And we all got that news, and we lost another great musician. But the album, do you know the album right here? What it was called? What this song was on, Burden in My Hand, one of the big songs on this album.
Was it Blow Up the Outside World? Is that what it was?
Down On the Upside was the name of the album. Yeah, Blow Up the Outside World was on the CD, and critics noted that this album was less heavy and dark than their preceding albums. It sold 200,000 copies in week one. Then, how about an album that went 12 times platinum, a debut album?
Matchbox 20.
Matchbox 20.
Yourself or someone like you.
Very good. You can picture the album cover with that big dude with the glasses. It's like the guy that takes a bowling ball to the belly, that kind of guy. They actually had a different...
She says, baby.
It's great.
It's 3 a.m. I must be lonely. Yeah, I said, baby.
It's a great song. There's a number of bangers on this one. The name of the album was going to be something dumb like Woodshed Diaries, but they knew deep down that sucked.
Woodshed Diaries.
Yeah, then they heard a woman singing in a cafe say, this song's for you, or someone like you. Like, she kind of stumbled or whatever, and so they loved that. Even though they had made 3,500 labels already, they changed it. Then the album was the album. Incredible debut. Long Day, Push, 3 a.m., Real World, Back to Good, and so many more. The best-selling album of 1996, though, that was Alanis Morissette, Jagged Little Pill.
It's one
best-selling
of the
album.
Best-selling albums of the whole decade.
Yeah, fantastic. And I know a band that you have in your all-time top five released their third studio album after Surprise in 1990 and Deluxe in 1993. August 1996, this album.
Babe. Friction Baby.
Friction Baby.
Better Than Ezra.
And I was a fringe Better Than Ezra fan. I mean, I knew all their hits that they played on the radio all the time. Desperately Wanting was a fantastic song.
That was really the only song that got me radio play.
Yeah, they had King of New Orleans.
King of
Normal
New Orleans
Town
is still, if I had to pick a favorite rock song of the decade, it would be that.
All right, so let's go to the movies here for a minute. So the Oscar-winning movie in 1996 was an epic film, Braveheart.
Mm-hmm.
Braveheart was an incredible movie. I didn't wind up seeing it until years later. And it's about the, you know, First War of Scottish Independence. Mel Gibson won
William
best.
Wallace.
Yeah, Sir William Wallace. He won Best Director. This won Best Picture. It was nominated 10 times over. And the memorable scene in the end, when he's just being, you know, tortured like crazy, he gets a chance for a quick death by crying mercy. Instead, he cries something else.
Freedom!
He shouts out freedom at the top of his lungs as he's being disemboweled and dismembered. And then that's it. That's the end of the story. He's got the blue face paint on him. That movie was tremendous. I think A Few Good Men came out earlier in the 90s, and it got all the love for being the big courtroom drama. But I loved this movie, A Time to Kill. And you had the scene where Kevin Spacey is peppering Samuel L. Jackson with all the stuff about, you know, his daughter was brutally murdered, and gave us this great line.
Yes, they deserve to die, and I hope they burn in hell.
Matthew McConaughey is his lawyer. Great movie. And that was a John Grisham book adaptation. So those are some of the great movies
I
you had.
I have a feeling that you have more, too, don't you?
Oh, there might be.
Yeah, you've only been working on this for about 3 hours.
Maybe a little bit more.
A little bit more Timmy time.
1996,
and
baby.
Back page.
Coming up next, Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Slower traffic is causing a 5-minute delay on southbound 270 between Tuttle Crossing Boulevard and Roberts Road, and that's on the west outer belt. We also have a crash causing a couple-minute delay on eastbound 70 on the east side from Miller Avenue to Livingston Avenue. This report is sponsored by Sunsetter. With a Sunsetter awning, turn your patio into a cool, shaded retreat, up to 20 degrees cooler with the push of a button. And right now, save $350 at sunsetter.com. That's sunsetter.com. Life's better under a sunsetter. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Have you ever met a man who wins money betting on tennis? Enter Scotty Vegas. Join Scotty and Dave Biddle for On the Money.
Presented by Ohio for Responsible Gambling.
Sunday mornings at 9 on The Fan.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Guest Hotline is sponsored by Airflow Heating and Cooling and Bryant, doing whatever it takes to keep you and your home comfortable. The Fan.
Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. Austin and Byrne with you tonight. Two big hours right here on The Fan. All right, we are in the middle of Timmy time. Timmy is celebrating the year 1996 because our gal Jen Winters graduated from high school in 96, 30 years ago.
So we're talking about movies in 1996. We left off doing a little movie chatter. I mentioned A Time to Kill, which had Samuel L. Jackson and Kevin Spacey and Matt McConaughey. That was a big one. Braveheart. It was a 95 release, but it won Best Picture because the Oscars, they go over the previous year. That was in March of 1996. It edged out Apollo 13. Braveheart did. Oh, my God.
It was a good year, man.
I need to go.
Good movies.
I told myself, did you get into that space stuff? Did you and Samantha watch the Artemis landing?
We got home
from pizza, and it was like right. It was 8 minutes from them landing in the water, and I just got so, I geeked out on that and was looking at the photos that they took, and I told myself, I've got to watch Apollo 13. Like, I'm just in a space mood right now. It's one of my favorite movies overall from the 90s, and that one was great. Another badass movie that came out in 1996. This, to me, is just a classic. Twister. Twister came out.
I don't know if I'd classify Twister as a classic.
Just so much fun. Bill Paxton, Helen Hunt, Philip Seymour Hoffman was one of the crazy Twister hunters out there, and Jamie Gertz.
Jamie Gertz, who is now the owner of the Atlanta Hawks with her husband.
Yeah, she was just in the news for the, she was talking about the promo. They wanted to have the strip club promo down there.
That's right.
And she had to give some quotes about how that had to all fall through.
Her husband and her, obviously very wealthy. They own the Atlanta Hawks. And she is also famous for one of my favorite Seinfeld episodes of all time.
Yes.
She is the one who cannot spare a square.
And she also turns out to have
a sex job operator.
As a 1-900, phone call operator. She had been talking to Kramer the entire time that we find out. Fargo came out in 1996. You a fan of Fargo?
It's fine.
A lot of, don't you know? And William H. Macy.
I saw it once, don't have to see it again.
Down. Oh, I've watched that one time and time again. Steve Buscemi. Hey, did you know Steve Buscemi was a firefighter back in the day? He was at 9/11, That's Jen's dad. That's what he likes to tell everybody about Buscemi. And a movie that I know you don't like all that much came out in 1996 as well.
I'm stupid. You're smart. I was wrong. You were right. You're the best. I'm the worst. You're very good looking. I'm not attractive.
All right.
Oh, Happy
it's
Gilmore.
Not, no, listen. In 1996, I loved Happy Gilmore. I thought it was awesome. All right, even just the other day, I'll get trouble you for a nice warm glass of Shut the Hell Up.
Fantastic.
I used that on my 9-year-old daughter, actually. It was very effective. But I said, when you go back and you watch the original movie as an adult, Happy Gilmore is not the most root for type of character.
Well, it's in that string of Adam Sandler movies where you got Billy Madison, who he's an idiot that can't graduate from high school.
But at
no,
least,
he can't. No, I'm sorry. Elementary school.
He is a harmless idiot. Happy Gilmore is one Miller Lite away from just stabbing somebody.
Oh,
he's out of his mind.
Yeah, well, he's a little unhinged. That's true. But he's trying to help out his grandma by learning how to play the great game of golf.
Mm-hmm. He's just easing the tension, baby.
So what about some of what the hell was going on? You had the country had a re-election in 96. Bill Clinton and Al Gore, they took down Bob Dole and Jack Kemp. That was in November. Dolly the sheep was born. You remember Dolly or cloned?
Clone.
Cloned. Yeah. Was a female Finn Dorset sheep and the first mammal that was cloned from an adult somatic cell. She was cloned by associates of the Roslin Institute in Scotland using the process of nuclear transfer from a cell taken from a mammary gland. That's a lot.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
She lived. That sheep, it was pretty much a success. 1996, born July 5th, died February 14th, 2003. Wow. You know?
I'm going to say it's pretty good. I don't
know how long a normal sheep lives.
Five minutes?
I don't know. The sports action in 1996, the college basketball champion was led by Coach Rick Pitino.
Yeah, inside, I want to kill myself.
Kentucky got a big blue championship. They beat Syracuse 76-67. Ron Mercer, Tony Delk, Antoine Walker, Derek Anderson. What a team. Super Bowl. Can you remember this, Teddy? Super Bowl 30, the 95 season, January 96, Tempe, Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
Their most recent Super Bowl, because now you guys just suck.
Beat the Steelers.
27-17. MVP?
Larry Brown.
Yeah, because Neil O'Donnell was
throwing
the game. It just looked like he was on the take right there. NBA Finals in 96.
Stupid.
Oh, yeah. Chicago Bulls.
And? Was that Seattle?
Seattle Supersonics.
That was the first
of the second
three-peat.
So number four.
Second three-peat, number four. World Series. You guys remember who won the World Series in 1996? Marlins were 97. 96. We were talking about Jeff Conine earlier.
Braves.
The Braves lost to the New York Yankees.
Okay.
Joe Torre managing. Relief pitcher John Wetland was the MVP. He saved all four games. The Braves started off 2-0. Then the Yankees took them four in a row. 5-2, 8-6, and 10 innings. 1-0, 3-2. The Avalanche won the NHL Stanley Cup, and Joe Sakic won the Conn Smythe.
Good old Joe Sakic.
Good old Joe, baby.
Good job, Timmy.
Thanks, Mikey.
Thanks for a little stroll down memory lane.
30 years.
The Back Page.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
I would like to dedicate the Back Page to one of my favorite Washington Redskins. I'm sure Jim Lachey loved this dude. Monty Coleman passed away, and he played his entire career in D.C. with the Redskins, played 16 seasons. He was a part of all three of the Super Bowl championship teams. And he was just a maniac, a fierce defensive player. So rest in peace, Monty Coleman. We've all probably got guys on our team that weren't Pro Football Hall of Fame level good.
No, but Team Hall
of
Fame.
But they were Team Hall of Fame, one of the greatest Redskins and guys you just love. Number 51 for Washington. Passed away.
All right, Buckeyes show's coming up next. We'll see you tomorrow for a big Wednesday show. Colin, Mann, and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're looking at some holdup due to an accident that's on the left shoulder of westbound 70 at Mound Street on the west side. And we've got a 10-minute holdup on northbound 71 on the north side between East Broad Street and Hudson Street. This report is sponsored by Mothers Against Drunk Driving. For victims of drunken drug driving, your grief is unique, but you are not alone. You always have a place at MAD. Call the 24-hour victim helpline at 877-MAD-HELP or visit MAD.org. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.